Thursday, July 23, 2020, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 8 a.m.
The expense you would drill under it.
Oh, I suppose.
Sewer, you'd have about have a lift station.
The recorder's on.
It'd be so shallow by the time you got.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It really wouldn't work.
Okay. We will start the Dakota County Board of Equalization, the protest hearings. It is July 23rd of 2020. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I got you.
You can even, you can
here,
have the.
You can have. You can.
Here you go.
Yeah, we've got. Here's this.
Oh, we got a fancy one.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Marty? Tony? Absent.
Okay, I will make a motion to excuse Tony and Marty.
Second that. Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The meeting was supposed to begin at 8 o'clock.
8:31, I wrote down.
It is 8:31 when it is starting. And we will review property valuation protest by considering all papers related to the protest and the findings, recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the BOE required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. So, I guess I will leave it with you guys on which one we're going to start on. Or do you want to just do these all in numeric order?
We put them in numeric order just for
perfect.
Yeah, just to make it a little simpler. We don't have all of them, but we have a large amount of them. So, yeah, number one, we'll start with.
Okay. That is parcel 004692, Astotian. We're previously 107 and currently 190.
Oh, that's
cool. That's going to be one that had significant improvements on down there in Homer.
Yeah, he did a lot of good work. He's kind of a brick guy. I coached him in junior high football.
Yeah, again, you know, Frank's my dad, and he's down in Texas. He was not able to speak with us today, but I'm just going to, if you have questions about it, I'll be happy to answer. We've talked about most of these. This house has been basically remodeled. It's, you know, one of the owners, he's a contractor. He does house work anyway. And Homer was revalued for the 2020 valuation year.
That's a real nice place. They did some really nice work to that place. And so,
yeah, the referee recommendation is no change.
Okay. Referee's recommendation was the 190-100. Okay, next we have protest number two, parcel 127867, and previous 124, current 130-535.
Okay, let's see.
The owner requested funding.
Yeah, the owner was requesting higher. They wanted 134.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what that looked like. Unless they, no.
I'm pretty sure that was some kind of error. I mean, we do have occasionally some people that do request a higher number, but it's mostly rare.
I can't remember which one that one is.
I mean, yeah, he was a mail-in. All he told me was he's done no improvements to his property. There's vacant lots around him. He was complaining about the street surface, you know, the road conditions around him as well. I had no basis to make any sort of change.
He probably meant 124, because that was his previous total.
I would, yep.
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Exactly.
I can go look real quick if you...
What did we do?
On here, on the form.
No change, yeah.
Okay, it says 124, so basically you put 134, instead of 124.
So you're comfortable with the 130, 535?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's, we recommend no change, equalized. And he didn't, you know, again, he's got to kind of give something to give me some evidence to change it. I really didn't have anything.
Okay. Okay, next we have protest number 6, parcel 004587, Webb, previously 99, current is 118760. And was this another Homer property?
Yep, it's.
Okay.
Yep, okay, so she called in, yeah, basically, you know, talking about the COVID, she's been in the hospital, said that the value was higher than her neighbor's. This one is one of the better conditioned houses. I mean, she's done kind of a lot of work to it.
Is this Janine Webb?
Yeah.
Oh, the blue house.
Yeah, didn't they cite it here just recently?
And yeah.
Yeah, newer siding, newer roof,
yeah.
Garage. There's an addition. It's superior to all of her comparables. I think if she puts a sign in the yard, it sells in a half an hour for 118.
Yeah. Okay. Protest number 7, parcel 012431, James. Previous 113, current 127.
Another mail-in. Basically, he stated that his land hasn't changed and that he hadn't done anything to it. No improvements, and then it looks like the main source of the increase there was the lot value and.
This is Dakota City.
Yeah, this is in Dakota City. Yeah, we have changed venues here, but all of the lots, everything Ho-Chunk bought over here was, you know, over 20,000. His lot being at 9,900 is more than fair, honestly.
Okay.
No change. What's the recommendation?
Yeah, they pay $1.20 a square foot in Dakota City, whereas like Homer and the other small towns are $1. If you get out to Emerson and Hubbard, they're like 90 cents.
What about Jackson?
Jackson's $1. And then the new part of Jackson's $1 plus. I don't remember, $1.50 or something.
That's what the lot is supposed to be. We're 25 and I had to sell mine for 17.
15 on it, yeah. And that $1, it puts us, we're probably more in line with what you paid, or what you got, I should say.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, to get to the over the big 20s, you got to get into South Sioux, and then those guys, depending on where you're at, are $2.50, $2.50 on the square. But
no,
that's no, Donnelly's.
Just to the
that's
east.
That's Donnelly's. Then I pick. That's supposed to be Pie.
But this is
Ted's. Ted's is that roof right
here
on the other side. Okay. Yeah, they're right to the east, right next to the.
Oh, the Pipo Street. Okay. That's.
No, this is Leon Pies' place. This is parcel number 004528, protest number 9, Pies. Previous 25, current 43, and it looks like the referee is saying 28715.
This one, we inspected it a few years ago. He was working on it before he got injured. But it is not livable. It doesn't have walls. It doesn't have floor coverings. It's no utilities. In the past, Jeff and I have similar conditioned properties were a poor condition, and then there was a 75% depreciation. That's how we are equalizing these uninhabitable, you know, properties where they're just, the mobile home from last week that was, you know, basically destroyed. You've got to do thousands of dollars of work just to get it to be a livable property. So I put the 75% depreciation in. So that number comes out to be, so most of this is land. The 22,000 is land of this 28,000 that I'm recommending. So the improvements are only valued at 6,395. So then it is equalized because it is in the similar condition of the other properties.
Okay.
So went from 25 to 28 then, basically. So this is mostly related to land.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, well, protest number 10, parcel 013683 Roost, previous 87, current 98, and it looks like the referee recommendation of 85180.
In his letter, he claimed there are zero bedrooms. Didn't give me any evidence to prove that. People have various definitions
of what a bedroom is. On the first floor.
On the first floor, yeah, so I'm not sure what that is. But I felt the condition was fair, or 20 in the computer system. Just recalculating that number comes out to 85180. I felt that it was equalized there. If Jeff, you disagree there, I called it fair condition. You know, you have it as average.
I'd go with you.
That's the photo right there.
Yeah.
Siding's older, the roof kind of, you know, it's okay.
I can see that as fair.
It's kind of a tweener. I'm just giving you what I saw, and I mean, either way, I think is he's kind of straddling the fence on condition. He's either fair or average, and the numbers are just numbers. Average, mine's fair.
What was he asking for?
He didn't have a value on his. He didn't fill it out.
Okay. So his is going to go down then.
I think it will, because I think we had it at a 30. Is that what you said?
Right, we had it at a 30, and it was okay. The value was 98,625.
Where's this one?
Okay.
This one's in Dakota City as well.
I think the fair of the 8. Yeah,
all right.
I think between those two dollar amounts, it can be defended. I mean,
yeah. All right. We'll go to protest 11, parcel 154449 Carter. There were previously 366. Recommendation is 372.
This is on the river.
Dixon.
He thinks it's worth $80,000. He got, you know, massive flood damage the last year.
He thinks it's worth 80?
Well, what his argument really is, and I talked to him for about 30 minutes, but what his argument really is that he looked at the property value from the 2012 flood, and he basically did the math, and he wants that same reduction right now. I have no way to justify it to you.
I think that value was actually done after the state had told us to do nothing. So that technically, I hate being on the record for this, but basically we broke the law when that took place. It's as of January 1, flood hadn't hit yet, and we reduced those properties illegally along the river and left them reduced for far too long.
Does he currently have all of that damage still?
No,
he's done a lot of the work, and
part of his problem is this house, when it was built specifically to be next to the river, understanding that it floods. They had an empty basement with a double door and drainage set up so it flowed through a poured basement. These people went in and partition finished the basement. So they lost that partition finish. And I practically begged them to the point where it got insulting to fill out the 425 a year ago on this stuff.
I handed it to his wife, yeah.
And I told him the law, I mean, I'm going to value you as of January 1. As of January 1, you're full price. I can't do anything for you now, but we can if you fill out a 425. And at 20%, if you lost a whole partition finished basement, we probably would do something. I could probably come up with 20% on that.
Yeah.
But they disagreed. They said, nope, you guys did it before. And I said, you're going to find that that's not going to work at Turk or anywhere else because, and I showed them the letter. They have the letter from the Department of Revenue that said no changes. The fact it happened, that's something they're going to have to debate and argue from 9 years ago, 8 years ago.
So yeah. Right now, it got flooded last year, but it's fine now.
He had 3 feet of water in his basement. He was claiming that, you know, the last year, his flooding last year was worse than 2012. He had no help from FEMA. I mean, he was...
It was worse than 2012 because in 2012 they didn't have the partition finish and the water just ran through and they had no damage to speak of other than their land.
Right. I mean, there's no question that the property was damaged by the flooding, but they're living there now. And, he wanted me to use precedence as, you know, support to lower his value. And if we start going down that, first of all, there's no
precedent.
He's using the precedent of the 2012 reduction, and he wanted some help based on that. But, I mean, it's up to you guys. I'm just telling you.
That's kind of more of a legal thing. I don't know what they can do. I have the documents that said we were to do nothing, and we had a different administration at that time.
This one will go to Turk, probably unless, I mean, he really thinks it's worth, like, almost nothing. And he was mad. He's definitely going to fight the county at the next level, no matter, unless it really went down a lot. But
I mean, we have some pretty good arguments. First of all, he was told multiple times, and we published the 425 process. He was given a process and chose not to use it. I think pretty much that's our whole argument.
Okay.
Right there. I don't really understand, or I could say that, and we don't care what happened in 2012, but he didn't own it in 2012, actually. That was still a previous owner. He didn't buy it until...
Exactly. 2016 for $365.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 years ago for $365.
Mm-hmm. That's the other...
Yeah. I think I'm fine with it. Then it sounds like the process was explained to him. And
oh, yeah. To the point they were mad about hearing about it. They just wouldn't do it.
The land out there is that, I mean, it's that big, much bigger, or just because it's riverfront.
Riverfront. Kind of a combination. Yeah, of yeah it's a combination. He has a ton of land plus the riverfront.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
And that was something else he could have put on there, too, because of the water damage to that much land. I can do land separate and find 20% there, too. And they chose not, for 2 years now, they chose not to fill that form out. So I don't know what else to do to help them because I can't by statute. We're January 1.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I think he was given the opportunities and it sounds like he didn't take them. So maybe it's good for it to go to Turk. I'll let them make a ruling on it.
Yep,
that's kind of our thoughts as well.
Okay, well we'll move on. Protest 12, parcel 155380 Martin. Previous 2350, recommendation of 9400.
All land related.
This is, yeah.
Yeah, Homer.
Right up there at the top of the hill in Homer.
On top of the hill, all the trees, right.
Are they planning on doing anything with it, or it's just, they just own that extra
They just
parcel?
Own it. It looks like kind of a big yard from... You know, this perspective, it was a mail-in. He just said it's unusable and shouldn't be worth what the other land is worth. You know, the problem here again is that, you know, if you've got a bigger lot, let's say that was attached to his parcel, it'd be valued at $1 a square foot like everybody else in Homer. I mean, for me, there was, you know, if I would recommend a change, I would unequal the whole city, the whole town, yeah, so... And he didn't give me like anything to say it should be less besides that it's unusable. But
it's kind of hard to prove unusable when there's a house at the same elevation right next to it.
So
and there's a road behind it. And then if we go to Bill Rohde's house, which is higher,
yeah.
I mean, all you gotta do is drive down the Bluff Road and look at all the houses up in the Bluffs. That's not, and it's actually platted by the city.
Yeah.
It could be used and developed.
Well, we can't knock it out of one equalization.
Yeah, that's the whole point, Kevin, you're right. I mean, they were put in, all done at the same time, acre method, square foot method, and.
Works for me.
I don't know who that is behind them.
Okay, we have protest 13, parcel 007896, Martin, previous 193, referee's recommendation 15970.
Let's see, a mail-in here.
There was a sale not too long ago.
Yeah, there's just. It's just a nice house, and there's a sale across the street, and then the Darren Brand sale is two houses down.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice house.
They were basically asking for the same percentage increase for all the properties. You know, obviously that doesn't happen because, you know, houses change condition and change, you know, some of them have building permits, so nothing changes the same. It can't. Some people think of that as equalization, but that's actually not equal.
It's 13.
Yeah, you had the right.
It's 13. Yeah, that was the house, yeah.
Okay.
What was their purchase price when they bought that home?
It was, they bought it, yeah, it was in 2015, it was 198.5.
Okay.
And it looks like we did do some. Did we lower it to 221?
Let's see what we do there.
I guess I don't remember. I know the house, I just don't remember how it ended up.
Oh, I think he requested 221.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, basically my justification here is that the assessments are not done in simple percentages. They're just not, you cannot just say 5% across the board and everybody, you know, gets a raise. That's just, there's 100 factors for every house, so I mean.
The only entity in the state that does that is the
photo again.
What?
Photo.
It was,
I
can't think of whose house.
That's Jeannie's. Jeannie Pig. Jeannie Gallhauer. Yeah, they did a huge addition on that house. Okay.
Yeah, that's who it was. I couldn't think of who had it.
Jamie Dowhower, and then the Millers are right next door.
Yeah, because Sheila Martin, she might have a new married name now.
No, it comes up. Yeah, we had.
Should be Trent and Sheila for a while. He was a batting coach for the Explorers. He's with the Milwaukee Milkmen now. Passarelli.
There you go. The Italian name.
Yep. Yeah, Passarelli's. Yeah, it's a beautiful home.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's very nice. It's been a huge addition, two-story addition.
Yeah, 404 Ryan Miller, right just south of him, sold in December for $195.5. There's a split level on the corner there.
Yeah, and that's not near the home.
No.
That's one night. I mean,
Brands?
Yeah.
Not this is not Brands. That was Brands is to
two
the
down.
East.
Two down. It's Brands.
Yeah, Brands to the east. Yeah, directly south is that split 195.5 in December. Brands sold for 225 last summer.
That was Horst.
Oh.
195.
Okay.
Then that makes sense.
That's right. Yeah, Maryland. Right. That's right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Protest 14, parcel 012210 Donnelly, previous 243, and referee's recommending 262-360.
Well, that's Lori's on the river here in Dakota City. Okay. Sure, it was Donnelly. But she's married now. Wait a minute. Is that
Donnelly's the
name
on it? Yeah.
That's a river home.
Yeah, because there's most Dan's old place.
This one is a mail-in. Basically, the complaint was taxes are too high. It's on a gravel road.
gravel road.
I, again.
Well, technically, it is on the gravel road.
I guess there is a few little just.
She didn't give me any notice to reduce it. It's on the river. I don't know, 262 on the river, I think. I don't know. That would be, I think, a pretty easy sale right there.
Okay. Protest 15, parcel 007357, Munson. Previous 87, recommendation of 106,895.
Is this one of Scott's rentals?
Yes, mail-in. It's a rental property. He hasn't done any changes. Didn't give me rents, didn't give me anything to show that, you know, it should be worth less.
Is this one of the Homer ones?
This is Homer, yeah, Homer. It's a rental property.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
It's not a bad house. I've been in that one. It's not bad. It's just...
Okay. So it looks like our next is going to be protest number 26.
I have 18 if you want.
Oh.
Sorry, I grabbed it.
We've got pyramids here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they added a few, but we can go your order.
18 is done. I don't have it on the list.
Yeah, I don't have it on my list either.
Super.
Okay.
18 must have been done last time.
It could have been. I don't remember. Yeah,
I don't remember what it was. Who was that 18?
Let me go get my old list so we can just double check.
Olson. This was all, he showed up for the meeting. This was Olson.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's right. We're not doing dinner this weekend. No.
He's
mad at me.
He was Andy.
Yeah, it's my buddy Andy. Yes, we did do it. Did we actually make a final decision?
We held it back for until you didn't want to make a decision right there. This was.
Oh, okay. You know. Okay, I didn't remember how that one is.
Did Andy have two parcels?
Mm-hmm. He did. He has that the vacant lot next to him, and then his place right there. And he was, I think the one had the, I think his deal was the mobile home. I don't know if it's pillars or what, but you drive, I've had a couple people drive by it now, and they can't see anything, but I suppose if you walk out there, you might see something. And then his home on the road, the highway there. I forget what his issue. It's all land, wasn't it? Land
value. Right. Besides that, you believe Jeff was a communist.
It was based off of those ten lots.
When you
broke it down,
mm-hmm. It's actually
because
it's all. Yeah, we do the math. I mean,
yeah, his square footage was.
Yeah.
18 was done last time.
We did.
Oh, you did decide. Okay.
We did. We set it at 55,900 and 12,780 for the two.
Okay. Yeah. As long as he's got an answer, we're good.
Okay.
Okay. Do we want to do 20?
Sure. 20. Those are all beer session.
This is the beerman. It's 20 through 25.
Five.
And it's these lots over by the school that are being farmed.
Okay.
If you've got them, we'll do them.
We're ready, yeah. 20 through, so this is Beerman, yeah, it's right over here being farmed. This is the same as those other ones that Garwood and.
How did I miss those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other
ones. Maybe they got caught this morning, too.
So,
how's come there's a difference in the price of them? Or the size or something?
Yes, they're very different.
Because it's platted, they're actually individual lot sizes, and it changes.
Yes.
Plus, we got alley and street that we're calculating into it. Too.
Yeah, like one of them's big, then there's a couple together. So they're all different sizes.
Yeah, so like this is Beerman's side, and this is Garwood's.
Yeah, and then Beerman's got, this is one lot, that's another parcel. Yeah. And then he's a little half parcel,
More flash.
Yeah, and there's that. Is it
M&M.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will do protest 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, parcels 006520, 006709, 006792. 008337, 008434, and 008515. These are all Bierman parcels. And yeah, just let you give our recommendations.
They came in. They've been valuing them since Adam was a boy. Jeff ran the soil types and then just equalized the value with all the other farmland in the section there. Is it one market one?
Yeah, market area one.
Market area one.
So what do we got for recommendation on 20?
Okay, on 20, so the value there is, the recommendation is 10,006.
I've got it.
Oh, she's got it right there. Yep.
Oh, they
10,000.
They got something scanned in for Joan, it looks like. Yeah. Joan had to scan. Somebody scanned it in.
They
That's
must
awesome.
Have just done it because, I don't know. We looked for the missed ones this morning and it wasn't there.
This was the one we couldn't find and it was in the pile that said ready for board.
Oh. Why would you look there?
Right. So, yeah, 20.
So that went down.
Yep.
They're all going to go to and from a commercial.
They were residential.
Residential to an ag.
So they're all going down.
Yes, all of them.
Here's the next one.
Yep.
It was
number 21.
Okay, 21 will be recommended at 4,415.
How come I don't see that on here?
It's not.
It hasn't been. It wasn't on here.
It's up here on this.
This column.
It's up here. Oh, they didn't have it scanned in, but now they do. So I'm picking it up.
Okay.
So this is.
So, protest. 22, the recommendation is 9,935.
And this is just straight soil type, you know, and valued with all of the other same soil types in market area one.
Okay.
The premise is value in use trumps highest and best use in this case.
Value in use, okay.
Yeah. And that's what they're actually using for now, not what
it's 23.
They're going to do with it if they ever sell it.
Okay, so protest 23, the recommendation is 4,995. Protest 24, recommendation is 4,320. And protest 25, recommendation is going to be 3,310.
He tried to sell them for 15,000 an acre?
He's trying to sell, well, he was hoping to sell it to a developer.
Okay.
And then, see, then if he did, then it would be residential. And then the value is going to go to a buck a square, or $1.20 a square.
So last year he paid taxes at these high rates, so this will be a significant reduction for him.
Yeah. I'm assuming he's okay with the lower rates.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes.
Because it hurt me to write that down. I know
I imagine that's significantly
lower than what he
was. Because I get stuck on highest and best use.
A quarter and even a tenth.
Yeah, so last year he was valued as residential.
Yeah.
And truly, he could have fought us at Turgon 1 pretty easily. I've seen it where if they just show a picture of a cornfield.
And they'll say value in use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
so
we got?
We fixed a few this year.
So he
How many acres there we're talking about?
It's overall, there was 20-some, I thought, wasn't it?
That's the picture?
Right here is Bierman's.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think between Bierman and Garwood.
Yeah, so he's kind of this left half of all those vacant lots there, and he's been farming the seeds of sea. That's a platted subdivision.
Okay. Yeah, that's
I didn't realize that.
He's been farming the right of way for like 2 decades.
So those streets and alleys are farmed,
and the city's thinking about paving those.
Yeah, with their paving.
So he's been fighting the city lately with that.
See, he made a pretty good chunk of change selling. Last year's defense was he sold that corner up there where you see the burgundy-colored roof. I'm about half colorblind.
Yeah.
I think that's the color.
Yeah.
But that land sold for
like 25,000.
or something like that. So that was, so I used that as value in use because he sold a piece for a commercial, not even residential, for a commercial, for a trucking company. But then it's, the rest of it's still farmed. I don't think we could win it again this year, but.
Okay.
Well, that parcel there is a pretty good parcel.
It was
right there on the end of the paper.
Oh, heck, you got Tyson. I would not be surprised if we don't have registered. They do a, what they call a first right to purchase.
Yeah.
Like everybody on the other side of that gravel road has first right to purchase for Tyson, and that's $100,000 plus an acre. So that is what it's gonna sell for someday, which really makes me feel bad. Yeah. And they register those. We got several people who have all along 77. So the city of South Sioux is even in there at like 60,000.
Yeah.
First right to purchase. There, I don't know what gives them the authority to do that, but Lance, I'm sure he found something somewhere.
Maybe.
So I should be able to set their value to that, but that's not, it doesn't work like that, I guess.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, if you want to have little farmers, you know, it's kind of one of those deals. But I think they would win at Turk if they,
because
if they pushed it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll have protest 26, parcel 152195, brand, previous 339, current was 401, and the recommendation is 353. So we kind of met him in the middle, came down more.
Yeah.
He bought it. It was a private sale last year from David Heck up on the hill there in Homer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a current, a recent sale we felt was kind of low. And then I think, Jeff, did you do the math on the, I think Jeff and,
yes,
and my dad are agreeing together here. Yeah, 350, they're both at 350, 3820.
I don't know, did I show my work?
You did, yeah. this is, it's another one of these large houses that are kind of being overvalued. It's a big house.
Yeah.
It's a good quality house.
It's like, just like Harris is up on the hill, you know, they have several $100,000 in it, but it's only going to sell for four. That's all the market will yield, so we have to do an economic to support that. Doesn't matter if they spent $600,000, $700,000 building it, they're only going to get that in the sale. If we have sales, we have to use it. Until someday somebody writes the check for one of those big expensive houses, we don't have grounds to stand on to go over what the market will yield.
Okay.
All right. So, protest 31, parcel 069956, Johnson, previous 187, and referees recommending 179. So,
mail in. The purchase was 175 from 2019.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is this on Bennett?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's the place with the big horse pad. Okay. And the excess land.
Looks like
sale.
Yeah, sales 175. I guess he's done some work. Frank and Jeff are agreeing there at 179,655. He does have the purchase at 175. From 2019.
Okay.
So we're right in there.
Okay. Protest 35, parcel 048088, Magana Ruiz, previous 90, current 94, referee recommends 82. So we came down on that one as well. They wanted 79.
Yep.
Okay.
This one's kind of rough. This is in South Sioux on F Street. There's siding falling off the side of the house. There, it's not, I mean, it's livable. So it's not like a 10 quality or 10 condition, but it is, it's pretty rough. I felt it was lower than fair condition, but it's livable, so it's higher than poor. He submitted pictures, and
What is that, about 700, 800 square feet? I can't.
It's kind of big, actually. He's got an addition on the back, an old addition, but he did submit a lot of pictures. There's rotted siding. Basically, the siding and the roof were the worst parts of it.
It's because he didn't fix his gutters.
Yeah.
I know this house.
Yeah.
I think you and I probably disagreed on that one.
Yeah, we are.
For a $10 bill, I can fix his siding. Eliminate. He if you look around the corners, he doesn't connect the roof gutter to the downspout. And it runs down his house, and it rots the bottom of his siding. That thing rents for $700 in South Sioux with your eyes closed. On an income, it's probably worth over $125,000.
The windows must be in bad shape too.
Oh, that was just plastic for the winter.
Oh.
See, these are old pictures. It doesn't look like that now when you drive by it. Yeah, I don't know. I just know on F Street what houses sell for. We've got houses just like that with that have sold that are good or average condition for 140 plus. So I'd say if we give him $50,000, I could totally flip that house and get 140. So I don't know how much you want to take off. Because he doesn't know how to connect a downspout to a roof gutter. I mean, that's 100% of the water damage to that house. And it's not, and the siding is only damaged on the bottom, which you can take those pieces off, and I think it's about $799 for a 14-foot board of siding. And you could buy two of those and go around the house. I mean, I could fix his siding problem, too, and paint it.
Okay.
So it's... I would go with what the referee says, but to me, to go lower than what it was assessed at was a bit. Because 20 condition means you're past due on your maintenance. 10 condition means you can't live in it, it's a red tag. 20 means your roof could be leaking, your siding could be damaged, and your windows can leak. A 30 is, it's about what it should be, but you need to start looking at repairing.
So
a 40 is you don't need to do anything, and a 50 is perfect.
Right. Yeah.
So I give people 20s, and it takes a lot to get me off a 20, especially if I can price it out. I can walk the property, price out a downspout and a piece of gutter pipe and two pieces of siding. And well, even Jeff Lederer, who protests every year, passed his own siding. I mean, so he's my line. If Jeff did it, everybody should, because he likes
to
keep...
So did we explain to this guy how to connect his gutters?
It was just a mail-in.
Yeah.
Just a mail-in here, so...
I don't know. I know for $82,000, if he puts a for sale sign in it, I'm buying that thing every day of the week.
Okay.
I would call Gail at the bank today and buy that house for $82,000.
Okay.
And I guarantee you next month, it's sold.
Can you lower their property taxes but assess them a fine for not keeping their property up?
Yeah, I know. I wish there was something.
You need to be thinking about that.
Yeah. Different ways to generate revenue. That's one of them.
It deteriorates the value of a neighborhood when you have crappy houses next to you.
It does. It hurts your neighbors.
Yeah.
And we have to take that into account, too.
Does the county have the power over the city? Because that's a city home?
I don't think so.
The city has their own.
That was a wish list. I don't think there's a statute.
That's my thought.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And for economic development, you know, the people that ask us to buy it, and they just say, well, if you put a for sale sign in it, will you let the county buy it if it's out in the county? And then
first right to buy?
Yeah, first right to purchase.
Yeah,
we'll give you what you're asking for it.
Yeah, so if you think it's fair condition, it's 94. If you think it's slightly below fair, it's 82. That's just what the number was in TerraScan.
And either one. I mean, the difference between them isn't huge. I just get upset when I see stuff like that. That's a very, very, you don't even have to be a carpenter to walk around that and look at it and know what you can do to fix it. I mean.
Or give them a credit if they do.
It could go both ways. You're 100% correct.
Give them the credit. Well, this is your tax.
Yeah.
Do we want to? I've got a few others here that are not on the list. Do you want to do those, or do you want to wait till the end? Or
no, which
it depends
ones
on what
they
are. If we have them on our list.
I've got number 29.
29 is done.
Oh, 29 is done. Okay.
I don't have that.
set last week at no change, 335.30.
I love it.
All right, how about 33?
33 is done.
Okay, 34?
34 is done.
Beautiful. Only three more stacks, you guys.
Three more stacks. One stack down in an hour, that's not bad.
I'll put the done ones in the box.
Okay, I got 41 next.
Yeah, and I think we're in order.
41 is done.
41's
done.
Okay, 41. 42?
42 we can do.
Okay.
Okay, we will take protest number 42, parcel 01237 56 Gainer. Previous 217 referee's recommendation is 224765.
No change.
Okay, call. This is Anchorage outside of Dakota City.
I don't know which place this is. And they looks like they wanted no change.
Well, they started completing 217.
What's the address on this one?
This one's 555 180th Street, Dakota City.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure how to show you where we're at. Here's highway.
There's something. 35.
Okay.
So south of the highway, okay.
Yeah.
Big old house, yeah.
Right off at E, 80th and E, just about.
Well, that's quite the
huge.
That's a good size one there.
Yeah, no changes to condition was the issue. He claims it needs new siding, and there's other dilapidated buildings on the property.
Should have been taken care of. Did we address those?
There's just one. It's all you have here.
Well, that means, yeah, then we've already zeroed out the other ones. Once they go to zero, we keep them in the record just so there's always a history of what was there, but we won't put a value on them.
It's the one I'm thinking of. It's a nice big property. I mean, it's an older farm place. The inside looks like an older farm place, but there's still some real nice looking woodwork in it.
Yeah, that's kind of like an old two-story, like Craftsman style, maybe a little bit in there.
Classic.
Okay.
It looks huge, too.
Referee recommended no change.
All right.
Is that Frankie?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, look at the tank.
Are you gonna,
we get protest 43, parcel 060452, previous of 55, and recommendation of 319 530. I don't have a new number written in.
Is this like been about
85305?
Yeah, I can't say that last. Yeah,
what did we do?
They must have built a new house there.
They're in the process. It's not done. They gave us pictures. There's still a ton of work that needs to be done. The exterior, I think it's
125305 is the recommendation.
Yeah.
Oh.
125305.
You've been working on that for years.
I don't know what they're doing, whether or not it's like all open framing on the one level.
Yeah, it's like a two-story life form.
And then it's got the rain. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Part of it's done because
It did that before. It comes back.
Yeah, it sits up on that hill. Yeah, I've been there.
So,
Highway 12.
Okay. Over by where Stolpe's.
It says Highway 12 here.
Okay, yeah, I know where that's at. Yeah, they've been working on that for a while.
Yeah,
it's like a, a career home.
Yeah, it's a career. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeffrey calculated the number based on the.
It looks like it's going to be a very large home.
It is, and I think it'll be nice when they're done. I mean, if you're going to pay the money to have it poured like that, I don't know if they're going to brick. No, they're actually started the siding now. I saw some siding up, but they still got open framing. I don't know why they're messing up the siding, but.
Yeah, so just Jeff did a percent complete, like new construction. Well, I guess it is new construction, even though it's 3 years old. But And then the referee agreed with him, 125-305.
Okay.
And that'll, and then we flag it. We're going to have to go out and do an inside-outside on it next year, just to see how much more is done.
Is there like a limit on how long something can take to finish it?
I think when we started trying to clean this up back in 15 and 16, I think I let them go just back then because we were raising so much. I think I let them go 5 years and we just auto-closed them.
Okay. Herman Freeze, you were going to do a land lot or value or a lot, look at the lot size or something.
Uh-oh.
Is this 44?
Number 44, parcel 170878.
Combined, okay.
Herman Freeze.
Oh.
What did we decide? Leave it as is?
Oh, yeah, I think, did we write the notes on there? It was combined. It was, his parcel had...
Okay.
The top half of it, the parcel his house was on. Oh, there it is. That, you can see it in the survey. So, the vacated Mary Street's parcel 2... Parcel 1 is all those lots combined to the waterfront.
Yeah, we did it last year.
And what it was before was lots 1 and 2 were a separate parcel. Okay. So he is 100% equalized with everybody. It's just we put lots 1 and 2 per the survey right there. So he went from 3 to 2 parcels.
Okay.
I think he was under the impression that that 85,000 was for the two lots.
That's what
I took from his testimony last week.
Holy cow!
Is that Butch?
That's Butch.
That's good.
Okay.
I didn't even talk to him this year.
So we will. Be at protest 46, parcel 0118323 Muff, previous 304690. Referee recommends 349680.
Which one is both? Okay, this.
It needs to go up. It needed to go up.
Ain't what Butch said.
Right. No, I've been appointing.
There's a few spots Jeff can no longer go in the county, and Butch's house is one of them, I think.
I've been banned from Homer and Butch's house. And I used to get along with Butch, you know. She just had to know when to duck.
Yeah, a really nice house, tons of amenities, pool, very good quality house. So Jeff did some work. This is another one of these very large houses that he felt was being slightly overassessed due to his size, and then did the same thing on the other as the other ones. So the recommendation, the referee and the assessor, 349,680.
So came down close to 40,000.
Mm-hmm. Just to get him into where, I don't know if he puts a for sale sign, he might even get more than that. But we just haven't had a sale like that on that street to show it.
Does a pool help your property or your negative to your property?
It's, we really need to do a, what's that study called?
Well, like match-paired analysis. I mean, we, typically, it, you have a smaller number of buyers, but I would say that it's still a benefit.
Okay, yeah. Okay, still adds.
Okay. Okay. It looks to me when we look at the sale but that if it's a bigger, nicer house like this, mm-hmm. it's a benefit.
Yeah.
But if you get in those houses 200,000 and below, it seems like those, it's harder to sell those.
Okay.
Just because of the liability, the insurance, the extra fencing, they got to spend more money on it.
Okay. Protest 47, parcel 051097 Enriquez. Previous 227340. Recommendation of 203850. So we're down about 20,000.
Is this the one that had the sale?
Yeah, this is a sale. Okay, this was on the market for a long time. It's right over there behind the new F&M Bank and everything on Oakmont.
Yeah, it's that little.
It's kind of a strange looking house. If you see the picture, you'll
is this
it's got an indoor
Gilster's old house? So this would.
That's a name on there, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, this would have been a foreclosure sale.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's right here.
And it sold a lot lower. What was that final?
The sale was $170,000, but it was owned by the bank at that time.
Yeah, so those don't count as good sales. Even though, I mean, it is exposed, the bank will, it had been exposed on the market and things like that, but once word in the community that somebody, it's a foreclosure sale, nobody's going to offer you anything close to what the home's worth. You automatically think half price. Foreclosure, yep, I'm going to get it cheap. So we see a lot of low bids.
Yeah.
And then everybody's mad at themselves. Well, I didn't know it'd sell for 170. You know, we get cold and.
Yeah, it's got an
indoor pool in the back.
You're kidding.
Yeah, there's an, yeah, we looked at the MLS photos of this one. It's being lived in. They're working on it. I honestly, you know, my best guess was.
I don't think 203 is on the line at all.
We said 203. He could take us to TURP with this purchase agreement is the only thing here, just to give you guys the, you know, fair warning. He does have a purchase. It was exposed. They go either way on these.
We got a lot, not necessarily a ton of contemporaries, but we got enough sales in South Ridge for split and bi-level houses over that it would be, like Sam said, we'd go to TURP, we'd have plenty of good evidence, it would just be up to the commission.
Right. So you bought it for 170, so that's what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yes. But it was, yeah, and then you got a
bank-owned
foreclosure.
It's going to sell low.
Right.
I personally don't think 203 is out of line.
I don't
either, but this is probably one of those with the pool inside. It's probably almost hard to sell.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's at that price. This would be one. It's at that price. But they at least have it all enclosed. I think it's heated in there, too, because there's a propane tank in the back. And
yeah.
So I think it's set up right.
Yeah, it's in the city, and it's got a giant propane tank in the back. I can't imagine the moisture issue you'd have to deal with, but either way.
Yeah.
That one, we might see that one again.
Fire, you'll be fine.
That's the one. Yeah.
All right, excellent.
Okay.
Would we say 203?
Who said 203? He said 170. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
When did you buy it?
No, it says owner's requested.
No, this is the next one. I'm on the next one.
What's that?
This year you bought it?
19, yeah. It was, well,
it was a 2020 sale.
Oh, was it? Okay, I didn't remember when.
You know, what
it was listed most of 19, it seemed like, off and on to me.
I don't know, boys, some things are selling pretty bad. I mean, I couldn't afford to pay what somebody would have paid for this.
Yeah.
I know, just a couple of houses got sold the past week. Good money they brought, way more than I figured it was worth.
I'm seeing that nonsense. We got a supply issue right now. I mean, we have one page of homes for sale in the entire county.
I've been told how many. There ain't many.
No, and it's so if something goes up that's reasonably priced, it's gone.
Yeah. Matter of fact, this house that I'm referring to in Southridge, it wasn't on the market. It didn't have the sign up for 2 weeks and it was sold.
Wow.
And they got really happy with what they got for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had sales this year come in that are over listing.
Is any right? I mean, it's going to catch up to us.
Yeah, it will. then you'll see a big deal. Then it creates a whole new meeting environment.
But the bad thing, see, remember now, when we bought early this year in March, I ordered material for this house we're building. Mm-hmm. It's up 40%, the framing materials and that OSB, the sheeting.
Yeah.
Gone 40%. So what's the hell deal? And you handle hurricanes. Usually when
it's a hurricane.
They double the price of it. He said, well, just the demand, you know, there's more housing, what, there's a lot of housing going on now, not everywhere.
Everywhere.
40%, the building material, 40%?
Yeah, 40% for the sheeting and the dimension lumber. Now, IJOH, the floor joist, not, they haven't got much.
Wow.
Windows haven't. But, you know, if you take $20,000, you're going to spend on that stuff and it goes up 40%, that adds quite a bit to the cost.
The news this morning had, just because of this, it's not just Dakota County, but they had the national average increase for home sales was 20%.
Yeah.
20% increase.
Yep, I believe it. Yeah.
hoping the rest of the people in the county saw that.
Yeah, okay.
48, okay, we got protest 48, parcel 145423 Scow. Previous of 201, referee's recommendation of 210-600.
Yeah.
Just oh. Yeah.
This is a nice place out by the lake. Yeah. And they got that beautiful building.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's worth, actually.
The inside is finished on that building?
I think so. It looks to me like, see where that little rope is? I don't know if anybody's, I haven't been in it. But it looks to me like they have garage space on that, and then it looks like it could be finished on this end.
There's like a sliding door on one side of it, which you don't see very often on a metal building, you know.
It was a daycare.
Yeah.
Is it a daycare?
It was.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Okay. So
yeah, I
previous girlfriend.
Okay. So obviously there's something there.
I think, wasn't it?
Wife. Were they married?
Yeah, they were married.
Oh, okay. I played for the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think 210, they could get that.
It
wouldn't let it sit there for 210.
Yeah.
Yeah, right next to the like roadie lake.
He did a lot of work on it. It was a junk piece of property. Mm.
Yeah, it looked like an old original farmhouse at one time. You know, it just looked like they. Yeah, they spent a lot of money.
Got a cute little hen house and hens running around.
Cut the apple tree all up, though.
Probably died last year with.
With as much apples as it put on last year.
Sure, it just broke every apple tree around. Yeah, ours did that too.
Okay, so we got 49 next.
I have 49 if you're ready for it.
Yep, we'll take protest 49, parcel 008663 Fisher. Previous 77-270, current 85-250.
Well, that's here in Dakota City, isn't it? That modular, right?
Yeah. She said.
Yes, that was.
Locust and
Kenneth and
Locust and Seven.
Schluter.
11.
That was the daughter Schluter's place. Kathy Schluter had it for a while.
Those sell pretty good.
I think I don't think 85 is out of line. What's the recommendation?
Did we raise it to that? Because I would say that's.
Yeah, I mean, they bought it in 05 for 72. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
85.
Yeah, 250. Mail-in, referee, no change. They didn't give us anything. No changes to the land.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever an issue of the price. I think it was an issue of the neighbor is what drove the price down on that place.
Oh, that could be.
I think it was the neighbors were driving it down.
Yeah.
And that place has been, the city burned that down.
It's empty now, yeah. Did they build in there? No, it's empty still.
Yeah, it's empty. So it's cleaned up. I think 85 is...
Be okay?
Yeah, I think you could easily get that now.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Did we have any between 49 and 65? Or 65 the next one you got?
That starts at 101.
We did 57, 58, 61, 62, and 64 last time.
Okay, so 65 is probably what we've got there.
You did 64 last time? Okay.
Not 64.
No, I didn't do that one.
65.
Sorry.
I thought that one's not negative.
I've got 60. Oh, wait a second.
65.
Yeah, I got 65. Yeah.
Okay,
we'll take 65. Parcel 015031 Koppel.
Oh, he had like three.
He got three of them. Can we hear three of them together?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We're ready. Yes.
Let's do 65, 66, and 67. Parcel 015031 146810 013225 Koppel. And we've got referee recommendations of 1,665. 3,095 and 214,110.
Okay, so 65 is, the Dakota City, it's just literally across the street from Maple Street there. It's being farmed. Yep. Same as earlier, value in use. Jeff ran the soil types and then calculated the value.
Okay.
Like you did for Beerman.
The like we did with Beerman and Garwood.
Garwood, which is coming up, I think, today.
Okay, so there's the other one.
And the next one is
same exact.
Must be his house or something.
Just a little bigger, so it's a bigger number.
And again, I'm assuming they're okay with the, you know, it's being dropped significantly.
Yeah, he called me. He got, that was a clerical correction from last meeting, I believe. Because he called me on Monday, and I kind of told him, I said, well, you know, we need to get some evidence here if you want to talk about this. Now, this one, he got a new value for this one, too, right? This the house? He got raised on the house.
Yes, we looked at the house. Yeah.
Okay, so he has until August 12th, I think he said, on the... I don't know if we want to rule on this protest, and then he got another COV, so then there's another...
I mean, yeah, if you guys have a different value, we can still rule on this, and then he'll get another letter, and maybe he won't argue with it.
Right.
Well, his house was raised. See, right there? It was a clerical... He said he got another COV.
What's COV mean?
Change of value. Sorry, change of value notice, yeah.
What did I write down there? SF. Square foot?
Updated deck quality at 1740 goes to 30. CND.
Don't change, yeah.
Same land.
Oh, I moved him to the acre method instead of the square foot method. Did he have over an acre, or did I take him off the acre and put him on the square foot?
So we have a. So now you're recommending 223,350?
223?
Is that what you sent him?
Yeah, that's
the new COV. But this is what the referee recommended is 214.
So it looks like this is lower at the square.
Oh, that's that middle one is the current 2020 value.
Right.
And then the green one is my opinion.
So you're recommending it?
Okay. Yeah, to go up to 220. We have to look at the pictures of the house. And the lot. And I did actually switch his lot back to the square foot because it was a little bit less. And after we did it, we recalced it, his value went up. We really weren't expecting it, but it did. I mean, to fix his data raised his value to 223.
So what's he asking for?
I don't remember.
Let's see, I've got it right.
I mean, we can flag it and do it next year, too.
He's asking for 196,175.
Which was exactly what it was last year.
Right.
So it should go up some, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, it should go up. 196, if he doesn't, we need to look at the pictures of the house. It's an expensive house.
Yeah.
It's a very nice home.
Yeah.
Very, very nice home. It's got the brick in the front. I think it's a Heritage. I don't know. They claim it's stick built. I'm not going to debate anybody on that. Attached garage.
Big lot.
Huge lot that we gave him a break on. Not really a break. We just readjusted. He was close enough I could put him on square foot instead of acre. 17, that's a pretty good size house. A 30 quality house starts at 1500. He's at 1750 and he was
What's
a 20,
this, right?
So I put him at a 30.
There
was a pool he took out.
It's been removed.
And we did.
I made a note to update that sketch. Yeah.
Yeah, and we did take the deck off for the pool because we had decking around the pool.
Yep.
So we took that. I mean, like I said, the raise on this, sometimes I raise them because they need to be. This guy just went up because I fixed the data. The
okay.
He is technically, his data is equalized, so when you pull comps against him, he's
so
right there.
So if we put him at 214, will he be unequalized?
Technically, yeah, that would take him back to a 20 condition, which...
So do you want to set it at Jeff's new rate?
I don't know. What do you think, Sam?
Well,
I mean, would you call that a 20 quality? I'm sorry.
It's more of a 30. I agree with you. He's going to have, he called me on Monday because he didn't show up to two, we have two meetings, he didn't show up to either one of them.
Yeah.
Calls me on Monday and says, hey, I want to talk to you about this, but he said he got the change of value notices.
Okay.
And he was agreeing with the farmland, he was happy about that, but that's just to equalize him out with the other farms. But this one, he said he was going to submit evidence, and he has another 30 days from that latest change of value, which is, I think he said it was July the 12th.
So we can hear this one again then?
Right.
Only if he protests.
Right.
And if we set him and tell him it's 214-110, he's not going to protest.
Will he protest that, or is he still mad at that number?
He protested that originally, I think.
But we reduced his land values.
Yeah.
Yeah, he protested 214.
He's protesting 214-110. So he,
okay.
He's,
so if,
oh, this is a. I think this. We did this on a clerical.
That's why he got a new change of value. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did this because I can't change the data in the file without.
Yeah.
I need to get the board's approval. So this one was on a clerical list.
Okay.
And this was a 20, and really I think the value thing is the 20 to the 30. Well, I don't think I know it because that's what happened. But the 20 to the 30, and...
It's probably easiest to just go, because I think you guys already decided that the clerical...
223,350.
Did we approve the clerical?
The 223?
I think
probably.
That was from the last meeting.
Okay.
I think it has already moved to 223.
I got my notes.
Yeah, you had your, yeah. Which I think I had to put it on there because... To keep that, yeah, it's a clerical error.
Okay.
It's just not a...
What?
It has got, two, you know, the roof cuts and the stuff, it just really wouldn't qualify as a 20.
He already protested the 214. We've clericaled him to 223.
We approved the clerical.
And he wants 196,
so
and a lot of his...
Set it there.
So, if, yeah, if you already approved the clerical...
Actually, even his lot value went down. So both of his farm parcels went down. His land value went down. His house went up from 170-something to 180-something. And if he thinks he can get that house again for $180,000, I'll take that bet.
Okay.
Because by the time he buys the materials for a 1,750-square-foot house... If you're telling me it's less at $180,000, he's going to have to do a ton of work himself because there's just no way he's going to hire that done.
Okay, here are the clericals that you approved. Is this the Maple residence?
Yes.
Right
yes.
here.
Yes,
right
is.
Here. So you guys approved this last time.
Okay.
So let's set.
I think we should probably stick with the 223,350
yeah.
then.
Because we lowered the other two, so net his tax won't be.
Yeah, we've dropped him 40,000 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and he's gone up.
Yeah, what is
20,000 on the house.
That one will come. He's going to submit evidence for.
So we'll see what his
yeah.
evidence is.
So yeah. It's going to be heard again anyway in the next 2 weeks or so.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
On
okay.
the clerical, so we'll see.
Yeah, and if not, I mean. Sure.
I'm sure I have sales counts and everything in here to prove
oh, yeah.
what we did.
Okay. No, oh, I'm fine with that. I think the next one that I see is 85.
Yep.
Okay, so protest 85, parcel 01-55593, Joy. Previous 240-245, referee's recommendation is 294-590.
Maybe the best protest I heard.
Oh, is this our buddy?
This is on,
yes.
He's over there on Carey Lane.
That cul-de-sac behind the football field where
yeah.
all the new ones are.
Yep.
He is probably the most, it's probably the simplest house on the, you know, the street of really nice houses.
Yeah, it was one of those Cox Cable, one of the initial houses that was built, right there on the corner.
Ooh. That rough line.
Yeah.
Yeah, painted dugouts or.
It's a good looking house. He had some hail damage, so he's got some new siding and a new roof. The inside's a little dated, he said. He did just finish his basement.
A little dated? When was it built?
Let's see. 08.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when they started
yeah.
building in there.
I guess you can have dated stuff 10 years later.
Yeah, if you mm-hmm. yeah, depending yeah. on the materials that were put on it.
Kay.
But. I would think that 25 years is usually when you start for things like siding, windows, and I mean the big dollar ticket items.
Yeah.
But as far as data goes, yeah, if you don't like your paint color anymore or you want a different kind of doors or something, but that's not dated, that's just.
He wanted to go to 297 and we put him at 294.
Well, what I did, just my thoughts were yeah. I called him a 30, he's probably a
yeah.
35. I felt like the inside was a 30 and the outside's a 40, but if you calculate the 30 at, that's what the number is. If you, I have no ego about it. If you disagree, I totally understand that. He did make a pretty good equalization argument because he did bring in a few, he's got a friend who's a realtor and they did a lot of work on this one.
Yeah. As I say, realtors get their licenses from a box of Fruit Loops. I took his comps, all of his comps are deficient. He doesn't have an equalization case, really. We had two clericals we fixed a week ago.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And he's using 2018, 2019 numbers to comp 2020. The house he's comping at 304 or 309, whatever it was, actually just sold for $339,000. Mm-hmm. So when you comp that, I would raise him. Just to be perfect. Yeah. And I pulled, he didn't even use the comps for the sales in the cul-de-sac he lives in. He ignored them because they didn't help him. It was Wojcik that helped him. And I even got in my notes, I said, who helped him because he had MLS? And I said it was obviously a realtor because they cannot comp. They don't understand it. They think they do, but every time a realtor tries to protest, you get it. You got to sit them down, talk to them,
yeah,
and then they get mad and leave.
A lot of factors.
It's like, I don't sell houses. You quit trying to comp my properties.
So.
But there's what I did. And I've got a table in there of my equalizations. You can put it in any form you want to put it in, and it'll comp it out to about 3. And that was, I actually went fair. I used 3 of his comps. I did 7 comps or 6 comps. I actually took 3 of his and adjusted them, and they adjust out at about 30% change. Turk or anybody else will tell you they don't want to see that stuff over 20%. My comps, about 4 to 7% adjustments. And that's using Marshall and Swift adjustables. But again, you don't know. I mean, he protested better than anybody else, so I didn't berate anything. I even spent the extra time to take his comps because I was so proud of somebody actually.
Well, he went to a 35.
I mean,
that
just shocked me.
Yeah.
So I think Sam's right. It's probably a 35, not a 30, but I don't know what the difference would be.
I didn't calculate. I calculated 30. I don't know.
Where's my comp? I mean, you can see my adjustments.
You did a spreadsheet.
Do you want to look at this at a 35, or do you want to?
I don't know. If you want, we can put a 35 on there and recalculate it and see what it does. And that way, it's equalized in the system, and that's what we're really shooting for, right?
I think we probably should look at it. I mean,
can you do 35? I mean,
yeah, I can. Yeah. I mean, the only people who can are the appraiser or me in the system. I don't let anybody else do fives. Yeah.
I think if we've got other sales in the area and...
We do. A couple.
I think we have to look at it that way then.
Yep,
I think we do. So do we just want to hold off on...
I can actually have them do it. I'll step out real quick and have Melissa run that for us real quick and bring us back the number.
If you could, that'd be
great. Yeah, and then we can go, and then that way we understand.
We'll see what it is.
The interior is a 40, the interior is a 30, so you average them out.
That's kind of
what I was thinking there. I also think he's being pushed up by his, I mean, his neighborhood is
nice.
Great. I mean,
it is nice.
Okay.
And he is, like Sam said, he's probably, if you look at all the houses, he's probably the lowest quality.
Okay. Well,
I've got next is 101. Do you got?
Did we do 89 last time? Or did that come in this one?
89, I don't have that one on my list.
I don't have that on my list either.
I don't have it on my list anywhere.
So I probably just came in then.
No, I don't show.
No?
Oh, 89 is who?
Oh, it's down Sherry Lane Limited Partnership on the bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got to be
a different category.
Okay.
Sorry.
You've got that, Will.
It was in the pile. I haven't even looked at this one.
Okay, so Daryl's coming tomorrow. So we'll just set that one aside.
Okay, I'll leave that one for Daryl.
That's the Cherry Ridge one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cherry Ridge. To be $4 million property.
Okay, then it looks like 91 is the same. I think it's Daryl. Yes.
Yes. And 108 is Daryl.
I've got, I think they said 101. I thought Jeff said something.
All three of those are the same person? 89, 91, 108?
No, 89's Cherry, 91's Santara, 108's Garwood's.
Okay.
Daryl's for tomorrow, yep.
Big one.
Okay, because I got all Daryl's.
Santara, the mobile trailer court.
I show 101 is next, but you might have something. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, then I'll pull that up.
Which one are we on?
101.
101.
Protest 101, parcel 057427, Tortoise Hill. Previous 234950. Referee's recommendation is 236-35.
On the river in Jackson, huge addition to the house. He was trying to tell me that he built 1,100 square feet addition for $30,000.
Oh,
yeah.
And he got mad at me when I told him, I said, you're talking to an appraiser who knows that that is impossible, and he almost walked out. I mean, he was livid. I don't know what to tell him here. The protest is based on the road to, you know, not away to his land. He had said he got 7 flat tires in the last 6 months.
Well, that would be my comment.
Could happen.
I don't know. I kind of want to know.
That's a road report.
Yeah. Fred's not here right now, so Larry, why is there nails in the road?
I get screws in my tires.
No, that's what, we just had our last...
We're driving through construction sites.
That's what it is, yeah, driving around the damn houses, you know. Get the sheet rock screws, them guys throw them every direction.
Yeah.
I think that along the river, I don't think 236 is out of line at all.
And he did an addition for how many square?
Okay, so that left half there, that's actually, that's standing in the backyard towards the river, but, so that's all new. It's on a slab, it's 1,100 square feet right there, that's all brand new house.
The picture.
Picture.
The picture, yeah.
So it doesn't show on the photo yet where that's at?
So, yeah, so that's the back, so your back's to the river, that's all brand new there.
Wasn't he building on that last year, and that's...
Yes.
Okay.
The A-frame part is the original part, but he redid the whole, I mean, the whole thing is redone. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. He can get that kind of addition put on, I think that contractor's gonna have a lot of business.
You say that again.
I was hoping to buy the same. He argued with me, I mean, he was mad that I didn't agree that 1,100 square feet is not, I mean, you're talking, like, even on the cheap side, Larry, is it $120 a square? I mean...
Probably.
So it...
That's cheap.
It's hard for me to judge, because there's no basement under, you know, just a slab on grade. The plumbing, I don't know, they have plumbing inside of it, or...
Yeah.
I think they need to...
Might even be heated floors.
So, I mean, even if it's $100 a square foot, though, 1,100 square feet is...
$110.
$110,000, and he bought it for $148.
$102.
5 years ago. I kind of want to go to Turk just to see what...
Yeah, it wouldn't be, I don't know, that right there, so far, the water's not bothering him.
No.
Because that's pretty high right there.
It's high on that side.
See, so they've been fortunate, you know.
Or maybe that's just one we'll have to take a closer look at next year if something comes up.
I would like to have a place on the river there, but I ain't driving.
Oh, this is a little narrow here. Oh, this is the neighbor.
Okay, so protest 102, parcel 057249, Monahan. Previous 163, recommendation of 152.
This one, he did provide photos. He's got a little bit of movement in his concrete blocks. This is a lot like the one we looked at last week, where we had some blocks kind of doing, you know, they're kind of offset.
Okay.
And it's that top row again. It's not severe, but it's enough to be an issue.
Okay.
I just called him, I did the...
Was he fine with 152?
I don't think I had the number at the time, I just was taking his data.
He asked for 152.
Oh.
Oh, right. That's right, so I calculated the value with the 25% functional depreciation, which is what we did on the other ones, which came out to be 145. So I don't know.
Since he was asking for 152, we left it.
Since it came up last time, like I recommended a lower number than when I recalculated the number, and then we said, well, he's only asking for this, well, so you're going to have to decide if you feel like his number is better than, I suppose he's slightly out of equalization with other houses that have foundation issues, but not a lot. I mean, it would be...
So to keep him equalized, should we drop him to the 145?
No.
I mean,
if he asked, I thought he asked for 152.
He
yes.
did.
Well, that's when he ought to be happy then.
Yeah, I like giving people what they ask for, but I want us to stay
equalized, equitable.
We have a problem with it, just a 7,000 difference, though. I mean,
what happens when
that's not
the
much.
Auditors,
I mean, that's not much of a difference, really.
You're talking about the difference between evaluating how much of a foundation problem he has in a percentage here. So, I mean, if we called it 20%, I don't think that's a big deal. The other one we called that had similar issues. It was in South Sioux, but it had similar issues. It was 25% for the blocks moving. But it was the same thing. It was the top row of blocks, too, which we, you know, it was. When I calculated that, it was 145,680. So
you've already factored in the fact that it's river property, and that's a positive. But.
Rivers, yeah, and we're not going to move his land. His land was, I didn't even fill out the right, I didn't fill out that sheet. But the land, it didn't touch the land. His land is perfectly equal there.
Okay.
Well, I think we're fine if he asked for 152, give it 152.
So the improvements really didn't get put down.
Sorry about that.
But you got your total. Okay. Okay.
Where's that at?
So it's right next door to Tortoise.
Oh, okay.
It's right on the right. Yeah. It's the L-shaped one.
Yeah.
I found another appraiser to help.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Down here.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch the cords.
Okay. So.
306,065.
The next one I've got is 117. Or what do you have?
Or do you want to go back to number 85 real quick? Or do you
yeah.
want...
Okay. Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So the fixing it from the 30, condition 30 to condition 35
okay.
is going to put it at 306. 065.
Okay.
So that the land stayed the same. The improvement went to 269,585 versus 258,110.
306,065.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of right in between, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yep. Is that what you want to go with?
That works for me.
I wouldn't argue with that number at all. What do you think, Sam? Or is that
I'm full agreement. Yeah, full agreement.
Because I think if we look at it like you did, 30 on the inside, 40 on the outside, and we do a 35, maybe.
He's one of those. He's getting pushed out by his neighborhood, so he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first protest that they actually did the... I mean, I kind of feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually doing the right thing.
I thought he was in real estate at first. I said, so... I
yeah,
mean,
I thought he was a real
some thing. Of the, you know, terminology he used, yeah.
But that's Mikey. I got to talk to Mike. There's on that.
Okay. So, what do you have?
I got 108.
108. I
don't have that one. Is that one of these? That's the garbage.
Okay.
On the bottom of the next page.
Okay, so
Oh, Daryl, sorry.
That's a Daryl, okay.
We did not separate.
113 is Daryl.
Okay.
Yeah, Daryl's got all this.
Daryl.
Okay, 117?
I have 117, yes.
Okay, parcel 006261, estate of Carol Fox. Previous 98305. Current 124545.
117, okay, yeah, got it.
And no improvements.
Yeah, another, just a mail-in here. Just was unhappy that they were raised, nothing to justify a 26% increase.
Where was this one at?
It's in Homer.
Yeah, this one, I'm sorry, yeah.
Carol's house.
Do you know whose house is it? Fox.
Carol Fox, but it's actually, I think.
Well, the state of, did she pass? Or it's in an estate anyway now, in her name.
Right next to.
Is it right, is it across from the school?
Yeah, it is, backside of the school.
Okay, which?
Lauritsen's, next to Lauritsen's.
Yeah, right next to Lauritsen's. Okay. And that's just another one of our Homer equalization issues.
I think so, did you see what, was it the land that went up the most, or?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the land is the majority of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's.
What, in her home, what did we do?
98 to 1.
It's a ranch with a attached to.
It's an older.
That's pretty fair. So we no changed her?
We no, yeah, referee recommended no change, it's safe, it's a 1700 square foot ranch, built in 1965.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have a problem getting 124 out of that, being right on the backside of the school. The properties around it are nice.
That's true. Yeah, there's that one with the pool and everything, the Harris.
Oh, is that where they, yeah, they're there too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have that 118?
Let's see what 118 is.
Oh, we did that one.
Yeah, we did.
118's on the other page.
Nope, 118's done.
Yep, 118.
Okay, 123?
Yes, 123.
Okay, 123, parcel 087687, Nakora Limited. Previous 727255. Recommendation of 70450.
Old farmhouse uninhabitable. Is this a stinker?
They wanted 691. Okay.
Right.
Is this fast, Freddie?
Yep, this one is, all I did was make a correction. Jeff's already addressed the house. There's a huge amount of depreciation. I think it's 75% depreciated. It is unlivable. He's got a ton of buildings on there and a ton of farmland too, but the house was the issue, and the the other thing was there was an improvement on leased land that was also placed onto this record. So I removed the improvement on leased land, and it's back as it's actually, he's being double taxed for the building. So the building's on improvement on leased land, and it's on this parcel.
Okay.
All I did was remove and recalc the number.
And it looks like we met him pretty much in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, he wants 691. We had 727 last year, so each of us give about 20.
And we did, because he did gut the rest of that house, and I know it's disconnected from some utilities, and
yeah,
he's not pushed it in, because I think they still want to fix it for somebody to live in, but it hasn't. He said right now, with everything going on, they don't have the time, or.
Yeah, the house that's, you guys, I think this was was this in the clerical, or was this? I don't know, but yeah, the
banker,
house.
He had a clerical for something. Okay. I don't remember what it was.
The house is valued at $13,000 because it's basically a shell. I mean, it needs a lot of work to be habitable, but
And I anticipate, so this one also is flagged because I think he wants to, he says he's not sure, but I, they did some work to the outside in the past to it, so it's ready, I would fix it up. The house is in, it's straight, it's in good shape, the foundation's good. He just disconnected it from everything and totally gutted it. So right now, you can't sell it, you really can't do much with it.
Okay. I'm fine with the recommendation.
Yeah, and the, just for the record, the improvement on leased land is 22010-6614.
So that's where the value is.
So it is being valued, it's just being valued differently.
Once
for probably his business purposes.
But I think if you ask Fred, he'd probably agree. It's fair for me to try to double value those things for him. Because he understands taxpayer dollars.
He does.
But, yeah. I mean, he was a commissioner, I thought he said.
Yeah.
If he owns it, why are you saying it's on leased land?
Okay, so he's got two different entities.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the business is under, is it?
Nicora Limited.
Nicora. Yeah. And then, another one of his companies is leasing, I think it's that building, right? That Morton building on the right-hand side of that picture.
So I think that's how they separate the stuff from the other fam. I mean, so he has to pay for it himself because it's for, they didn't need it, he wanted it.
Yeah. Is it where the grain storage is there?
Yeah, that's where all the bins and everything are, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're flagged, so we gotta go out and pick it up. They got some nice office space out there and stuff. We've picked it up ourselves, but we need to get some more people out there to look at it, get inside, get their more detail, more information. I think he's added to it, I don't know, from a grain leg perspective and some other things. They've got a lot of capacity there now.
Yeah, it's an impressive setup.
Yeah. And all the buildings look like that. They're nice.
Yeah, they are nice, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
The house was the main issue for condition. He thinks it's worth $1,000.
It's not. I can't do that.
It's, it's an old farmhouse, but So I went with Jeff on the house salvage value, and then I did look at the historic record as well on that improvement on leased land, and it was not on there last year, and it was added this year. So
technically, that should have been on my clerical error list.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed that one. We just did.
No.
I don't know how I got it taken off and added. Well, when we did our desktop reviews,
We
picked up every building we saw.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we? It's all right. We're gonna jump over, get that because I think we only got six.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jim has just a few.
Get you in and out. And
okay.
So, start with protest number 8.
All right.
And that's parcel 055904 and 352. Previous 455, 400 current.
Right. So this is a piece of 20-acre land. It's located east of Department of Yarbers.
Sure.
So.
That's Hobie's new development. Yeah.
Yeah. So the owner sold a piece adjacent to this that's about 4 acres. I know there was some disagreement about maybe what the size was, so I asked if he had a survey, so he did send me one.
Oh, good.
So he sold the adjacent piece for about $13,000 an acre. This is assessed at about $23,000 an acre. Most development land, there's a big size adjustment. Once you get up to 20 acres, it's not going to sell for as much usually, but most of the development land sales that I have in this area have sold anywhere from about $8,000 an acre to $30,000. With most of them in the mid-teens, I would say. I'm thinking about $15,000 an acre, which would be $300,000 would actually be. The thing is, if this was owned for multifamily.
Oh, it is. Oh,
I said if it was, I said you'd probably be higher than that.
Yeah,
because
I think
it's,
it's
single family. So it's hard to get more than that and make it feasible to develop single family land.
Yeah.
And that sounds right to me too, because if you look at Ho-Chunk's, you know, and I think you did some work with that one too, but that was for multifamily, single, I mean, that's a massive development, and they weren't.
And they have river frontage on that one.
Yeah, with river frontage, so 15 sounds about right.
What's your recommendation?
So that's 300,000.
300,000 even?
And that kind of gives him the.
Okay.
It'd be nice to get more houses in there too.
So our next protest is 60, parcel 156301, Timber, South Sioux City Properties.
Right.
$2,692,665.
So this would be the strip mall that's over by Walmart. So there's two separate buildings, and is it the Salvation Army, I think, has a
is in there.
Yeah. Right.
And then the one front building, I think, has a cell store and something else in it.
Right.
And I think they had some vacancies that needed to be looked at, too. Did they claim vacancies on
they
that?
Did, but a lot, most of the evidence that he provided, including the rent roll and projections and everything, were all, like, post-COVID. And so he didn't really provide. And he did not request a meeting, so I never talked to him. And he didn't provide like a 2019 P&L, which would have been nice to see.
Yeah.
So I just said inadequate evidence and
no change.
Right. Yeah. Now my guess is if he decides to have an appraisal done and go forth, you know, that'd be good to see. I'll probably get the call to do it.
Yeah, that's just it. Maybe you'll
because I've worked for this guy before.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Because I'd like to see an appraisal done on that. Just, you know, if somebody actually could get their hands on all that information and
right.
do a true income on it so we can see it. I don't know if we've ever had a good true income done on that.
Well, yeah, and I can tell you all of these types of properties, they're valued, not all of them, a lot of them are going down, and they're all going to be protesting next year.
Yeah, because of everything going on.
All the hotel properties, the multi-tenant retail, the restaurants, there's going to be a lot of protests next year.
I was kind of expecting more this year than we actually got. I didn't know when, but I suppose given the year's worth
of data. So you recommended no change on that?
Yeah, there was not enough evidence to have a different opinion. All he really provided was a rent roll that was as of March. And he talked a lot in his narrative about the vacancies, and he was showing projections going forward, but there was nothing to show me what were we thinking as of January 1.
Yeah.
Because they are having vacancies go up because of COVID, apparently.
Okay. Well, we've got protest 111, parcel 205833, Perkins, Delaware, and previous 850, current $1,155,535.
So this, there was a lot of confusion over this one.
It's the old Walmart.
Yeah.
Is this the different, like Savage and Browning, the guys from our, yeah.
So that took a while to sort out. I called people who ended up doing it, a Savage and Browning.
So, oh, that they ended up being the right. I say I've seen them more than anybody else on that.
So I called the other people actually first, and the guy I talked to, first of all, I didn't even seem that familiar with this property. Mm-hmm. But then he said, let me check on something, and he came back and said, apparently we don't have that anymore. So,
okay.
It's Savage and Browning. And this guy that I spoke to, his name is in here somewhere, I can't remember, but he said, actually on the old Walmart, they're fine with that value, they're withdrawing it.
So,
you can talk about it beyond that.
But okay. He didn't go any, okay.
Perfect.
Because usually they'll come in, they'll fly in. They were my favorite protesters when they'd come in. They just like sit and visit, I think. I never did understand why they protested, but more times than not, they did what they did here. They would just withdraw and leave.
Okay.
So I never did I suppose it's to get a check. I'm not sure. They were a couple older gentlemen.
Okay. Well, protest 112, parcel 200599, Riverfront. Previous $3,700,000, current $4,335,220.
Is this low income or something?
It is.
Is this the one with the fire? Did they have a fire?
No, that's Arbor's.
Arbor's had the fire, okay.
No.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, that's Arbor's. Riverfront is.
It's right on the south side of.
They put those in 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Partially. Three buildings, mm-hmm. some center garages, but that's, yeah, they've got partial low income.
Yeah, that's right. Siding was falling off 1 year bad.
Boy, is that the one that the city red tagged?
No.
No, that's scenic. Back up, yeah, that's back up Riverview. I think we call that Road Street now.
Scenic Park Apartments. I had the pleasure of appraising those.
Oh, did you? Oh, man.
Yeah, I was wishing walking through there back then that I had a mask, actually.
Both dollars, they were
pretty nasty.
Yeah, exactly. Either needed a mask and a hazmat suit.
We were standing in there, and I told the guy, this was in the middle of winter, and the water was supposedly shut off. I told the guy, I can hear water running.
Oh.
And so there was a burst pipe in one of the lower
units.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a tax credit property. That was one of the issues that he raised, because it's rent restricted, and so their income does not have as much upside potential as, say, a market rate property would.
Yeah.
So he did provide an operating statement.
Okay.
And then I asked for a more detailed one, because some of the expenses just seemed really high. And what I did was I used their actual income and most of their expenses, but then I backed out of the expenses. There were several items in the detail that were more capital, one-time expenses.
Things
like HVAC replacement. There was one that wasn't even totally described. It was $42,000, but it's probably the siding issue you talked about.
Yeah, they had siding hanging off of it, and they had to get it fixed, yeah.
So those things shouldn't be considered normal expenses. If you do take them off, it should be at the end as one number.
Yeah, should be under their reserves or somewhere else. They should have had that accounted for and had funds ready.
So what I did was I adjusted for those and arrived at net operating income, and I did it both before. I did a used a cap rate of 9% before reserves and 8% after.
Okay.
So with the one, I had a value of $4,060,000, $4,170,000, and I think I reconciled at 4.1. Yeah.
That's a fair cap.
So I need to write it down.
$4,100,000. They're definitely, at least for market rate properties, values in South Sioux in the last year or two have gone up a lot.
Yeah.
All right. We just don't have enough. So, protest 109, parcel 205655, Cornhusker Plaza. Previous 269505, and that is the current.
Oh, that might be Savage and Browning again.
Are these related?
That's
together?
That ID.
Because there's
they
two
kind
there.
Of are. It's the new parking lot.
Right.
Yeah,
the employee it's parking.
That parcel, and then
that they do their sales occasionally.
And they'll have like their
not employee sales.
Yeah. What do you call it? I forget. They usually have like a greenhouse kind of deal there, but I haven't seen it.
Big soda sale.
I think it's just strictly parking this past year. I haven't seen it do anything else.
And that was really one of the issues that was raised, and I do agree with them that because the parcel is kind of assessed as if it's an excess land parcel, and it's not. They need it for parking for the IV. Because remember when IV was first built, it wasn't as big, and they had parking on the north, and that went away, and that had this parking.
Yeah.
So the way I did it was because the next protest is the shopping center.
Okay, yeah, that's the second part. Okay.
So I used an income approach to come up with the whole value, and then I just allocated
a percentage to the lot? Okay.
So it was a deduct from the total value, and that was how the allocation was done. So I don't know if you want to talk about the shopping center first.
Yeah, it probably make more sense then.
Okay.
Okay, so that's protest 110, parcel 205922 Cornhusker, and it is previous and current of $5,201,775.
Right. And they're asking for 3.769.
What were they asking for?
3.
So they did provide me P&Ls and projections, and one of them that was a little hard to figure out was because they're getting CAM reimbursements from the tenants for operating expenses, but all of the rents are a triple net basis. Okay. So I just looked at triple net rent, I used a 10% vacancy, and a 5% management fee. I added back the amount that they're getting reimbursed for some administrative expenses, and then had made a deduction for those expenses that the owner has to eat, because if he has vacant space, they don't get reimbursable pro rata expenses.
Yeah.
So I ended up with a net operating income of 408 and used a 9 cap rate, and my number was 4,535. Now, that reflects, though, the total value, including that parking lot.
Other part, the parking lot, yep.
And so on there, I think you had, Jeff, 550 a square foot for the land, which okay. I think if that's appraised as a separate piece, is totally reasonable because that car wash site sold for $6.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at it as part of a bigger piece, then you're looking at it, what would the whole piece sell for? And I think
and that's probably how it should be looked at, actually. I don't know why we don't have that combined.
There was a really, well, because I think when it was first built, that was going to be a separate outlot that would be sold off.
Oh,
marketing it.
Because I gotcha.
Because they didn't have a big of a store, and they had the parking on the north side of the store, but they never sold it, and then they needed it.
Then they needed it, and they, okay. Yeah, because, you know, if you go, yeah.
So, now on the land that's under the shopping center, it was only, if I can find the land area, it's only assessed for about $200,000, which is really low.
That is low.
The Walmart parcel next to it, you've got about $150 a square foot on, which to me seemed about right for a piece that big.
But, yeah.
So I just put all of the land at $150.
Okay.
And that resulted in the land value for the outlot, the parking lot parcel, $60,000 land value. I put $50,000 for the paving, so a total of $110,000.
Because it is, so, I mean, they don't generate income at all on that anymore. They haven't in a while, so whether that was COVID-related, I don't know.
So $110,000 on that piece, and then the shopping center, $4,425,000.
All right. Sounds good.
So, very logical. Do you need from me all of this stuff, or just the forms, or?
How much do we keep on that? Yeah, probably we'd probably scan it in. I mean, if you need, we'll scan it in, and you can have a copy for your records.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
I'm actually doing an appraisal of almost an identical situation in Omaha.
We're
the property owner on a tax appeal, but it's a hotel with a parking ramp across the street.
Oh.
And so they're separate parcels. They have to have separate numbers, but they're appraising them as like standalone property. And it's like, well,
that's what we were doing. Yeah.
The hotel has to have parking.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And that's how we were treating that parcel over there. And then when you compare that parcel with what they paid for land, like for AutoZone, okay, it's, yeah, that skews it.
Okay.
I'll have to look at it, make sure, see if I just can't combine
that.
You
want to give that to the girls to scan in?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we can stop by. Yeah. And then, do you want us to send it back to you?
Scan
a copy for you and send it back.
Whatever.
Just so in case you have a record. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we want to take this little time to take a short recess, or is everybody good?
I got my little break, so I'm fine.
Okay. Isn't it like
10:30? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
10:30.
I'm in the
30-some.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. Yeah. I got to work for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That sucks. I don't know what
well,
that's
like. I think the next one I've got is 125.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so we're moving on to 125, and that's parcel 047154 Macias. previous 166,645. Recommendation is 175.
Okay, South Sioux Ranch House bought it in October 2019, 175,000.
Okay.
He paid 175?
He did.
That shows your market.
Place over in Southridge sold for 170.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, I mean that's what it's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the difference between a foreclosure sale and.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Protest 126, parcel 003610, Acton Camp. Previous 68,605. Referees recommending 40,000.
Vacant piece of land in Homer, just one block north of Highway 20. You know, pretty close to, just and south of the new development. He bought it in 2018 for $40,000.
Highway 35, are we? 77.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't recognize that.
That's north?
Yep.
Coming out of town, right?
Yep, on the opposite side of the road. Is it?
Yep, so Highway 20 is one block south there. Can you zoom out one more?
Highway, oh, no, that's Jackson.
Highway 20 is in Jackson. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, did I say, yeah, I'm sorry, did I say?
You said Homer, and so I was like, that's
777. I got Homer on the brain. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. Jackson,
40,000 sounds, makes sense.
And okay. South of the new addition there.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Vacant piece of land, it's going to be a home site.
Yeah, okay. Somebody owns it. Yep.
Okay.
Bought it in 2018 for $40,000. Let's see. Jeff is recommending a reduction to equalize based on the acre method.
That is bad.
So I recommended 40,000 because he bought it for 40,000, and we decided to let you guys make the hard decision there.
I'd be an easy decision. Something didn't calculate right on my end. My number was 12,000.
What number are we on?
126. 125. And that acre method.
126.
Yeah, that's. There's something wrong with it. I guess I didn't. I should have.
So, right. Jeff, you feel fine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, 40 is whatever he paid for, it's at the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy. Yeah, I think.
I mean, I don't give you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with my number, guys. I think my table, or I did.
It was late that night.
That's what they thought it would work.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's 40. Right.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Sometimes I could.
We're good at 40.
Yeah.
Retaining walls.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do 132 next, parcel 219280 Harris, previous of 6, current 13.5.
Vacant land, I believe this.
Oh, is she the LB372? No, is this a different Harris? Because we got a Harris and Homer.
This one's in South Sioux.
Let's see here. Mail in to Frank.
Maybe not.
That's
the address.
Is it?
William and Robin Harris. That should be down close to the river, shouldn't it?
Yeah. I have Dakota City for the address here. For the situs, or they live in South Sioux.
Oh, okay.
But I think this is a vacant piece of land.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have a site.
There's Hickory and.
There's where the tennis courts are in Dakota City.
Oh, it's just an empty lot?
It's a vacant lot between two.
Well, not big a lot, is it?
Should be on that.
We've got it at 75 by 150.
That's a nice lot.
Yeah.
So. 13,000 for a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that $120 a square,
yeah.
Okay.
So it'd be equalized.
Okay.
Good. Okay. And what do you got in that? 133. 133. That's parcel 047057 Caldwell. 144670.
Yeah, I've talked to Steve about his photo skills here. We did not assess the car in that photo. We assessed the property, but this is East 33rd Street, South Sioux.
Oh, my stars.
Jeff and I are agreeing on this one. We agreed the quality of the house is a 20 quality, which is a fair quality house. And then just recalculated the number. It's but it is lower than his requested value again, so I don't know.
It just has to be equalized,
yeah.
Is all. That's what the equalized value is for,
okay.
The 20.
Right, so Jeff and I are in agreement here,
okay.
141665.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
then we have protest 134. Parcel 145768, Pringer, 464430. Recommendation is 476370.
Oh, this is the 3,000. Yeah, this is out in Dakota. Is this Cher? No.
Yes, Dakota Flats.
Yeah.
Yep, beautiful, yeah. New house.
This is another tough one. This is, again, I don't know if Sam and I agreed on
it. We do agree
not.
On this one, yeah.
Yeah. It was... it's a 3,000 square foot board house, but the highest sale out at the flats is 400, and I forget what they got for the one across the street.
420.
On there, but she's so superior, we still gave her an economic based on what the market's going to yield for that house. They have way more in that house than that, and they wouldn't argue that. But they have a good point that they can't sell it for that.
Okay.
So we did the economic adjustment on it like we're doing for everybody. And that's in this particular situation. And it brought it down to 4.7. And I believe that might match or come close,
yep.
to the number they wanted.
She wanted 464. She was pretty reasonable overall. But again, she's superior. Everything she gave me, every house, her house is either bigger or had more finish
newer.
In the basement or had a newer, yeah, it was newer or had the bigger building. I mean, everything was superior.
Yeah.
So it's where is the top of that market in Dakota Flats is basically what the question is here.
We need somebody to sell
yeah.
something like that bad.
Well, there's one out there. If they got to what it was worth, it'd be worth shit.
Oh, Cindy,
$1 million.
Million
yeah.
bucks, yeah. I think, that, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. This didn't have a red line around it. What?
Yeah,
it's that one there, Joan. I think your mouse was just on.
It was on, yeah.
Because I even think, isn't that big building a big extra garage? I think that's poured, too.
Where is it at?
It's on the corner, isn't it? There's
it's
on the,
one
yeah.
in from the corner.
Yeah.
One in from the corner.
Or
you got the first two on the left.
Just to your
right,
right.
One on the left. Coming
yep.
in there.
What's
oh, it
the
moved.
Red line?
What's it doing? It's got a mind of its own.
I don't have it up there. I don't see a
okay.
red.
Okay.
Sorry. Let
no.
me try to do it again.
Yeah, it's the second one on the left when you come in there from
mm-hmm.
South Sioux.
Exactly.
Whatever.
He's
okay.
really built the one for free.
You can never get that thing worked.
We know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, it's possessed.
That's good.
Sometimes.
Okay, so do we want to do all of John's?
Where?
At one time,
all
or do we need to do them all separate?
Is this Woodward? Or
yeah.
I forget the guy's name. Yeah,
John
he had a whole bunch.
They're all separate or not located. They're not
okay,
all.
Okay, we'll do all separate.
What about 135?
We don't have 135 yet.
Well,
it's not ready, is it? Or is it?
What was the Weber. Was Pringer?
Weber.
Pringer was
134. Weber is 135, but...
135, I thought Weber. Joanne?
Yeah, it could be.
Her new house?
Be her.
Yeah, 223615. Was
I don't show it scanned in.
Yeah.
Oh, so we might... Did I don't
that
remember.
Might be in the file of the Barclay.
Yeah, there's some I haven't done.
Okay.
That we,
well,
not a lot, but...
Okay.
We'll go to 136. Protest... 136 parcel 007381 Woodward, $3,850. Recommendation is 15-4.
Vacant land at Homer, claiming, the owner's claiming it is it's unusable drainage tract adjacent to the neighboring property.
Where is it?
Where is it at?
Is it Homer?
I know that it's not, it doesn't come up when I, in the, usually it outlines in red.
Is it a bad lot?
This one Frank looked at, and it was just a mail-in. I think it's adjacent to Front Street there on the, you know, on the east side of town, but I could be wrong.
Can you read the number?
Okay, when you come out of town, that's that last house on the east side that Dwayne Barkley bought for a while for a rental house. You got the bridge.
So it's not in anywhere where she's at looking.
Okay.
Maybe reload your browser there. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I think it's
not. How do we get into this?
Do
this
what?
Is like you want to drive.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm getting out.
Maybe it didn't.
Yeah.
It's unhappy.
If that's the, that picture was.
I thought these were Homer. I thought they're.
I'm trying. We'll start over.
Yeah, start over. Refresh.
We'll put
shut
the
down,
parcel
start,
number?
Reboot, take a break.
It could be just that empty lot right as you're going from the paved Front Street to gravel. There's just nothing there.
You don't
and
have it in the system.
You couldn't build on it.
It's not
you know, I mean,
up.
It doesn't come up.
I
it
believe,
connect.
You want me to zoom in real quick? I think it's right.
Is it really small? Because sometimes
yeah,
you got to keep zooming in to
it's
find
right next to where they got that sign
here,
that says concrete done.
Oh,
the east side, I think it's right.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I think it's going to be one of
right
the
there.
Across
there's
from
a building.
Jessens.
Yep.
Is that Front Street? Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not
well,
that.
The county yard down, the, or the county yard?
Not going towards the county yard.
Not 381, that's...
I want to say, I think it's adjacent to this parcel, maybe one or the other.
It's like it's having a hard time going in. GIS must be doing an update or something. I mean, if it's far, I'm wondering if it was far.
I think it's
north that way.
381.
Which way?
The creek's on the right.
I think
north is up.
Go back this way.
It's George Street. So there's Krause's on the. Yes.
If you hit the photo.
Photo one. Oh, there we go.
The photo
makes
the
right.
It look like it's right
oh.
Here. Photo makes it look right there because there's like that swing set.
Because I think he bought it with that house to the south a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
I think he purchased that from Dwayne. Because that's.
I'll have to put a note on that.
Yep, he did purchase it from Dwayne. Yeah.
I honestly don't think you could use that.
I'd be scared to do anything with it.
Right,
how close is it to, yeah, I can't tell with the trees.
The creek's right there. It keeps caving off all the time. They've been putting broken concrete there and stuff.
Do you want me to get the plat map real quick? We just ran through.
It ain't much of a lot. I wouldn't pay for it.
Now, how big is it?
No, I always assumed it was just part of the house lot.
Because
you couldn't do anything with it.
I honestly, it should be combined with the house lot and just, you know, as you get breaks, as you get more square foot, it'll go down, you know, starts out at a dollar, but after so many square foot, it might go down to 90 cents. And
What was he happy with?
He wanted his last year's value.
That was 38.
Yeah.
It's 140 feet by 110 feet.
Oh. Well, 140 by 110, that would be in
right.
Water, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He owns the creek. Well,
I would think that he owns the creek.
He owns a lot
it's
of
his
stuff.
Problem that creek's causing trouble.
Is it a little cattywampus here? Should this be down to here? Is it, I mean...
It probably goes from the center of the road back.
Yeah,
but
see,
boy,
the lines
measuring.
Are all just a tad bit off.
Yeah, I guess I could see where...
Yeah, that layer's off a
yeah.
Pretty good chunk. Actually, more than it should be.
Yeah.
What's the parcel right below and to the left?
This one?
What's that size?
That
maybe click on that. That might be the next project.
It don't have a parcel number there, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's what Jeff's going to try to get.
Because he should own that parcel right there too, Joan.
I think if you hold control and click on that number, it might bring it up for you. Or just put it in. That would work too.
Okay. What do I do? Hit control and...
Oh, no, you're fine now. Yep, you got it.
That's a Woodard too? That's Woodard?
That's John's.
Yeah, it should be a land dimension somewhere here in this list.
And it says its lot width is 1 by 319,900.
Oh, so it's on a square, so 319,900?
Well, I mean, that'd be where the house is, isn't it?
Yeah, so you'd have to divide that by 43,560.
319,000. I said that wrong.
31,900.
Square feet?
Yes.
Third of an acre.
This thing acts up. What's the parcel number? I'm going to have them help us real quick.
Anyway,
when it starts acting like this, you got to get outside of
the... Those two are together, the house, the set, and the run right next to it. 136 and 137.
And you're thinking it's right here, right? You're thinking it's right here.
From the picture, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
Hey, the red's working now, Joan.
It's just that one lot. Okay, so let's move on while we look for something.
All right, well, we move on to protest 137, parcel 004498, Woodward, previous 59, current 77,990.
Yeah, decent house in Homer there.
Looks like it's mainly a land issue thing again, mainly.
Yeah, it was just a mail-in. He says no improvements to the property. 2020 valuation for land has increased 400%.
Has the land gone up 400%?
Well, it's... On the sheet that I have,
looks like it.
It has not. I mean, it was basically below $3,000 for 10 years. I mean, in 20, you know, it's been $3,000 or less for 10 years. You know, so I mean, people do look at it like, well, it increased 400%, but actually, it probably increased a little bit over that 10 years.
Fourfold.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, which house is that? Is that related to the property that we just did?
No,
they're two different ones. Okay.
I don't think it looks like it's there at that spot.
No, it's not. It's on that one's on George.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's one of his rental houses, right? He owns a ton of houses in.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't realize that. Okay.
So 77,990. Okay. Protest 138, parcel 154309, Woodard, previous 284275, current 353235. I'm assuming this is probably his place on the hill.
Recommended is, well, I'll pull it up.
Yep, this is on the hill, yep, in Homer, just north of Homer there.
318965.
Yep, this has got to be his residence. This is another mail-in. Jeff did a correction on the quality. Jeff recommended, you know, a reduction, and then it looks like Frank is agreeing with Jeff's reduction. This is, you know, three houses south of the Brand house, which sold for that 300 and I think it was 345 or the like.
Nice houses up there, beautiful houses.
Okay.
So 353, I think the methodology here is that it's lesser than the Brand house. It's older and smaller, but you know, so that the you know. it was not at the 340 value or 350 in this case, and then the reduction was 318 and agreed on with the assessor and referee.
All right. Okay, protest 139, parcel 007306, Woodard, previous of 90, current 104880.
Okay,
804805.
Yeah. This is the house on Front. This is the house we were just talking about on Front Street in Homer that we believe he bought that land adjacent to it.
Okay.
Yeah. This one, yes, sold by Barclay for $93,000 in 2015. This is another mail-in. Referee felt that the value at 105 or 104805 was reasonable.
So that picture there is this one?
That is the house. Yeah, that's the house.
That doesn't look right to me.
Yeah, that's the right one for that one.
Yeah, that building at the bottom, there's the city shop there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this one was 104 and the other one was 77.9?
Can you?
That doesn't seem right.
Hold the map this way, John.
What do you want to do?
Can you just pull the map to the south? I just wanted to see if I could see. Just right up there, see if I could see anything. Yeah. I might be having where he's got that original vacant lot wrong.
Well, we don't know where it located at. It didn't show up on the red mark. We were just guessing that it was.
I was going off what I kind of remembered from the streets.
Yeah, we'll pull the plat.
Well, that turns into gravel right there. It's right where it turns into gravel at that intersection there.
Yeah.
So it's got about.
This shows paving and a curb.
Yeah, in front of the house. But who's to say? Maybe nobody owns that piece.
Or the city, or something.
Right, maybe the city. They do.
Is that where that drainage pipe goes across?
Yeah, that might be.
No, you can't see that.
Was dumped the road concrete along there for a long time.
Okay.
Okay, so 104805.
Okay, so what do we have?
And then we have protest 140.
For Woodard.
Parcel 006814, Woodard. Previous of 39 and current of 88,555.
All right, house in Homer.
Which one is this?
Is it tucked back? Is this one of those that's tucked back?
Oh, it's behind a, behind.
How do you get to it? Oh, from
it's,
here.
It's behind. What's her name? Diana Hogan.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Behind Dan.
Yep.
Yeah, this is, another rental property here. No improvements were done, 400% increase in land. It's a small house with a detached garage. It's been worked on. It's got some new siding and a new roof.
How come I don't see it here?
I don't see it either, John. Okay.
This is Harrison, 118.
I don't know, but 72 on the house.
Let's see. It's got a crawl space, 800 square foot house.
76,495 written. So I found it somewhere.
Yeah. So the.
Okay. I was at.
Referee's seeing a reduction here. I wonder why he's reducing it. Let's see. No improvements were made. There's exterior remodeling. He did the siding and the roof. The condition was changed. Recalculated the value. The referee's recommending 76,495. which is recalculating the, did he recalculate the condition, it looks like?
Yes. Did I write on there in my notes?
Oh, I think he's agreeing with you. Yeah, he's agreeing with you.
35.
So, yeah, the referee and the...
Same thing, exterior done, interior not 100% done, yep. So it's between a 40 and a 30. I just decided to give him, just like we did earlier, a 35.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Then we will go back to...
Well, I don't know. Did you find anything out on that one?
The only thing, it's in a subdivision that's not even on GIS. It's not in Eagle View either. So it was, I don't know about the square foot sizes were off too. It's a tiny lot. Not that other one made it sound like it was acres, but what we were reading. Where's that folder? I was going to look at that. Because the vacant lot that we were discussing, he had purchased 7 years ago for $3,000, I think. Sybil sold it 7 years ago for $3,000, and then Dwayne sold the house and the land for $93,500. Barkley to John.
So that's
So that was right. So we found it. We have a folder for it, and we don't have the map of it. So we flagged it, and when Christy gets back, we'll have her call GIS and get it fixed. So if we want to do something because of the creek, I think we've done something because of water before. Did we do another one in Homer? It's always risky.
We don't know if it's on the creek, do we?
Are we sure that's where it's at?
It looks like that's where it's supposed to be at. We have the same.
Looks like.
There. Yeah, like where we were looking, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, I wouldn't issue a building permit for anybody there.
No, not along
the
creek.
If I was a city.
Uh-uh. I mean, if somebody's there, they're there, but I don't know if I'd, why risk. The city could keep it and make a park or just a walking area or something would be the best use.
Tony spent nearly $100,000 up at his house to save his house.
Just from the cut bank.
On the creek.
Yeah, because that thing cuts fast.
It is a terrible rip.
So on that one.
So the
110
foot depth, if you just.
I mean, do we
want to? 100 and. Yeah, see, that the lot size looks like it's big. It's 140 by 110, so it's got to be. That looks like a big lot, actually.
What'd she tell me? 15? Yeah, just a little over 15,000 square feet. So I say you got it. The line probably goes from the middle of the street and then probably goes back.
We can check with Deb though. We got the legal. We'll just pull the plat and we'll find it.
Oh, it's platted somewhere. Yeah.
We'll find it.
Okay. Yeah, what we'll do is we'll find it for tomorrow. Okay. We might have to bring a plat in that'll show the correct, but it won't have a nice picture.
We won't make a decision.
Okay, so 136.
Yeah. And that'll give us time to think about what we should. If we have to take something out of equalization, that way we can justify it, because of the water or what have you.
All right.
So this one here we're going to leave out.
Okay.
So we've done 140 then.
That's done.
What do you got for me?
I got 143.
Yep. 139 is done.
Yep. Parcel 011990 Neal, previous 10375, recommendation of 22630.
Dakota City, it's a vacant lot behind her house. She owns the house directly west. And then the river is one house to the.
Here's the river.
Yeah. Okay. So it's this lot, it is landlocked, but so appraisers look at this two ways. If you're looking at highest and best use, the highest and best use of this parcel is most likely assemblage to a adjacent parcel. It doesn't really do a lot on its own. I mean, she could build a garage, what have you. She said it's landlocked. It doesn't have trees. She said you can't build on it. I always debate that with people because I've seen land that you can't build on that people build on all the time because they do dirt work or they
you need to give us some type of letter from the city that says you can't build on it.
And there's houses on all sides of it. So, I mean, you know, again, if you can't build on it, why are there houses on every single side of this? She bought it in a tax sale 3 years ago.
Yeah, somebody just quit paying it. We forget, we couldn't even find the family, if I remember correctly, when we tried.
It was, yeah, this was a mess. It was owned by the house that's on the river, and then she bought it because she wanted to take care of it because there was it was kind of not mowed and not maintained. So I'm trying to find, let's see, when did she buy it, though? I want to say it was 2017 for $16,500 in a tax sale.
Oh.
Okay, so she bought it for $16,500. Of course, she thinks it's worth $4,000. And I did try to explain to her, I'm like, well, how do you expect me to go to the board and say it's not worth $16,500 at least, if, you know, but she said it's landlocked. I'm like, yes, but you paid $16,500 for it.
It's about as landlocked as Rotunda is. That's Walnut Street, right over the bank that goes. Otherwise, those people can't get to their houses. Yeah. That's a street.
And you put a sell an easement, you know, off your ground so they get back to it.
It's hard. A lot of people like to think they're landlocked, and I've only really run across two. What? In all honesty, in the years I've done this, that are truly, truly, the only people that can farm it is if you own the piece next to it. Otherwise, you'd have to have an easement. This is not landlocked.
You know, I don't know, she was, I have a feeling she wants to take this to the next level. She was kind of upset about the value being raised. She was upset about other land sales.
She's equalized. Yeah. Good luck. I mean, that's what I say. She has to prove landlocked. Well, then she's going to have to fight the city plat for the street. I mean, she can't prove it's landlocked. She can't prove it's not worth. On a tax sale, it's probably worth, if it's $16,000 on a tax sale, it's worth $32,000.
Yep.
I mean, we all know what a share of the tax sales are. I mean, come on.
No change was the recommendation. We were in line with equalization.
Yeah, she's out of line. They got away with, we didn't get a value of their house to where it should have been 1 year. And we wasn't this board, but... They got us, so now they think they can get away with it again, and it's like, no, you're not going to. You're going to pay your fair share like everybody else does.
I've got protest 145, parcel 011389, Wilson. Previous 77, current 81495.
What did we have to do for Wilson? Oh, that's Gary. Oh, that's McKibber getting in there too.
All right, we're in Dakota City on Walnut Street here. Small ranch house.
The land was about that much. Lot values.
Oh, no, that's not a good note. What did I write on that one?
This one, there's yours.
Land study purchased in 2013, 7 years ago. If you bought it 7 years ago for $80,000, how on earth do you think...
We're 77 right now.
Yeah, with our market, like it's gone.
Yeah, if anything, it's on the low side. But the referee agreed with the assessed value, no change.
Okay.
Yep, that's fair.
Nothing given to. Nothing done. No changes was the argument.
Okay. Protest 146, parcel 123519, Mellick, 173. Previous.
Here we go.
Referee's recommendation is 206-610.
I talked to those ladies last year.
Okay, Oakdale.
Yeah.
Oakdale Road, rural Jackson area. Looks like it's a small acreage there.
Yeah.
Tina and Tanya.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed, exclamation point.
Yes, she's very upset.
It's on a gravel road.
That sucks. So's half the county.
Yeah, I don't know if living in the country you can use
gravel road
as a
justification.
Yeah. Right.
And it looks like a lot of them. See, they live in the house. But what we're not talking about is Dad's place. Just over here, that's on the same parcel. That's half that value.
And I don't know if we've tried to talk to them. We did it last year, worked with them last year, I think, a little bit, and maybe we shouldn't have because they're back. So I corrected their data, put everything where it needed to be, including the other house on the parcel, which is much nicer than this one, and that's where their value ended up. I don't know what Frank decided on.
He's no change. Sales analysis appears to be reasonable. Also, it's equitable, so I...
So they're going to...
He agreed with you.
Yeah.
Aren't that located at?
Out on Oakdale Road, right, yeah. Jackson, where Arnie Malik and Rita, I don't know if you know where they live.
They've done so much work. There's actually a manufactured house in the middle of his house. He's done so many improvements, stick-built additions onto that thing that it's a really, his place is really, he did a good job. It's a nice place. And
all right.
So... I don't know. So they're actually going to go up. And like I said, I talked to them last year about this, and they tried to protest this year. And we again, I think Christy might have went to school with one of them, tried to talk to them, and they still protested. And it's like,
okay,
there's not much else we can do other than try to educate them.
That's 206 is where that's the one we're doing, 206.
So protest 147, parcel 026599, Solis. Previous 77, recommendation of 76,535.
77.
Let's see, this one.
We had their data thing on this one, didn't we?
Did not.
I'm trying to remember.
Where's this one at?
It's way up in the.
Third Avenue?
Yeah, the sticks here in the trees.
Yeah. Tucked away there a bit.
There's roof lines, we didn't figure out what they were.
So 1921 Third Avenue. Okay. Yeah, the main comments here were just no changes to the property. You know, the trees are in, you know, kind of overwhelming, and then the street is in need of repair.
He bought it for $82,500.
That's what.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
That's what we. Yeah, we're all. I'm not sure. There's a data issue there, but
okay.
What did we do with him? No change.
Yeah, it certainly is on the list to be looked at for a possible increase for next year, I guess.
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not a it's good idea. It is just not a good idea to protest when you bought it for 82 and you're only assessed at 76.
Yeah.
It's just not a good idea.
All right. Protest 148. Parcel 136815 Johnston, previous 178, recommendation 187810.
Oh, this is
Bill.
He's on the river.
Johnston. Oh, yeah. Billy's brother.
Yeah, Billy's brother there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Right on, yep, right.
On the south side?
No, nope. River Jackson.
Yeah, along
Jackson.
Jackson.
No, yeah, right down there in Jackson, yep.
Yep, on the banks of the river again.
That's a nice place.
Yeah, he got it. This was a foreclosure sale, and he bought it for 170 something then,
yep.
On foreclosure.
172 in 2015. He's had some damage with the, you know, with the flooding. This was one of the strangest protests I had. Mr. Johnston was, I don't want to say incoherent, but it was close to that. And he talked about some damage, but it was just so minor that, I mean, there was really nothing I could do for him. He talked about damage to some rotting wood on his garage, like on a few boards on the garage. He's got some wind damage in one of his buildings that he claims makes, you know, some kind of sound when the wind
blows. The siding is loose. Rainwater comes.
Yeah, rainwater in the building. He said he had like a half an inch of water. I didn't really. It was very interesting. That's all he really gave me was a couple of boards on the garage and a little bit of water in the building. And then the siding of the metal siding is loose from the boards on his metal building. It was unusual. I recommended no change. There's a sale, like, again, the Miller house, three houses down, is $205,000, and it was an A-frame with pink carpet in it.
Not nearly as updated.
I would take this one over the Miller house any day of the week.
Without his buildings, too. Mr. Miller had some buildings, but nothing like this guy has.
Okay. Protest 149, parcel 066418, Brewer, previous 79175.
Brewer. Is that out by, like, Lake?
Okay, mobile home.
Edwards, it says.
Edwards Avenue.
Edwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mobile home there, corrected data for the manufactured house. Assessor and referee are in agreement at
$100,360. Okay. Protest 150. Can we do these two together? 150 and 151, both Sam's out.
Looks like they bought it together, so yeah.
Okay, let's do protest 150, 151, parcel 057001, 145784, Sam's out. We had previous of 301840 and 31850.
Oh.
Referees recommending 278, 195, and 32, 244.
That's Dave and Chris Gill's old place. And then it was the...
Getting me to...
Oblate Apostles or somebody like that. And they got really run down.
What Bloomfield place?
Or the Jackson.
This is Jackson, yep. Not the Jackson,
beautiful,
right?
Beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah.
Huge house. It's got 10 acres total. If you look, and the parcel to the north is that they bought it all together. I did have the joy of appraising this in the wintertime. The parcel to the north is, it's like five, they're both like about 5 acres. The north one has that one building on it that's a good size metal building. And then to the south is the other 5 acres with the, it's a good size house and then another metal building. The sale was $325,000, I believe. $325,000. It was on MLS. I mean, I talked to the agent. But yeah, it was all marketed together.
It sold for $325,000?
$325,000 collectively, yes.
Well, and it's at,
so where
in, it's at 305, three, you know, somewhere right in there.
Okay, so that would be just for the one parcel.
310 total.
Is it 310 total?
Yeah. 278 and 32.
Last year it was 331, and then you went to 350. Now it's down to.
Yeah, 278 and 32. So 310.
What number are we on?
150, 151.
Why not?
150, 151. Right now.
Right here.
Zamso.
Yeah.
Zamso? Write those two together.
Yeah. Well, we get over to the current value. Mine's only like 321, 345.
Oh, we're looking at the two together.
All combined.
Yeah, because they bought the property to get together.
Okay.
The land and the house.
Yeah, the house went down to 278.
What was the other one?
When was it sold?
It was
within the last
December,
year.
Or I mean, I'm sorry, I think it was October last, 2019.
It was last October.
Yeah,
a year ago.
And it was 325.
Yeah.
For both, so, yeah.
So we need to add this to... So 278, 195 plus...
You took it from average to fair is why it went down.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank worked on this one, so his recommendation was no change for the parcel to the north.
Yeah, because we had to put the building on. We took a building off of one, which is why this is at
the 278 now, because that one metal building was actually on this parcel. It should have been on the other parcel. And then we added that to the other parcel. I should have brought a calculus counter.
But you don't have the building. Oh. I mean, the parcel went from 31 to 32.
The land didn't change. Yeah. The land is the same. It's just the house went down.
Improvement. Well, I don't know.
Because then you're recommending an increase for that one, it looks like, right?
Yeah, there was finish in that building. They had a, Chris had a, was there a wine thing in there?
Okay, so I guess if you go with just recommending the value to be 317,860 total, okay. The sale price was 325.
And I don't know why it says that with the building. The building was on this parcel because I had to kill it. Maybe I had it twice then.
Oh, maybe so.
Because I did have to pull a building off of this parcel. And then instead of, see, it had a farm file. It's not a farm, doesn't have enough acres. So we reset it to a 4,500, took the extra building here, and then all the outbuildings are now on the right parcel in the miscellaneous improvements where they should have been all along. And then we dropped the condition to fair. Based on kind of a...
It was kind of rough inside. It needed some work. It's kind of dated.
The exterior, I mean, it's about 2 feet high everywhere. Okay. They never... Okay. Weeds everywhere. You can't... It's just, I don't know. It almost looks like nobody's lived in there for about 5 years. It looks like.
It was vacant when I got there. And then when I showed up, there was a furnace guy working on the furnace because the furnace wasn't working. To get the sale to happen, they needed a furnace on because the bank wouldn't loan him any money.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so if you add it, so it looks like Frank recommended no change for that protest 151, but Jeff's recommending an increase to get that building corrected.
Well, because it came off a farm file and went to the miscellaneous improvements, and I changed the, it's not a low quality building.
Right, it's a big, big metal one, and then...
And like I said, they used to use that
well,
for parties.
What should 151 be? What do you think?
151, Jeff's recommendation is 39,665.
39,665.
Okay. And then the other one should be 278,195.
Okay.
Okay.
And what does that add up to?
That's 317 and change. 317,865.
So that difference would be the condition difference.
Yeah. And then you're still in line.
Between a 30 and a 20 from the 325 sale.
Looks good. All right.
And it keeps us in the assessment ratio place,
too.
You're in
the ratio. That's what I was going to say.
We're looking good there.
Okay, we've got protest 152, parcel 172390, Ziska, previous 165, current is 208235.
Back in Homer, Howard Street.
Yeah.
Oh man, a beautiful house.
I think 20.
I like that place. What were we thinking on that?
I think that's a no change from the referee. Or wait a second, he's changing quality to 30 there. He's saying 179.9.
Yeah, let me see
who knows
on that.
Oh, no, Dad.
That's one of the Merle Miller homes, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of some shady work going on there. Not up to par.
The Waldner built it originally, and then the Builders bought it.
Miller's bought it from Waldner.
And then the Tremaine's bought it from them.
Boy, that'd be quite a steal.
Sold 10 years ago for 132.
Wow. I think whoever got it for 132 got it for...
What year is that?
That was a steal. That was 10 years ago. 2010.
Oh, that's when the Tremaine's bought it from Miller's. I can't believe they sold it that cheap. That's amazing.
So what is this for? Can you flip this page over? Because it looks like we had a quality change is why it dropped to that number.
Yeah, that peak's pretty big, though.
And then we go 10 years ago, 171.6.
Yeah, but you and the ref are agreeing there at 179.
Well, you know, late at night, Jack Daniels and a can of Coke, and it's only 1,628 square feet.
Ooh, yeah, it's kind of, okay, so it's kind of small for a good, is what you're saying, I bet.
Yeah, I switched it to, no, it's a good, this number here says average condition, good quality.
Yeah, to you guys, here's your recommendation right there.
I should have been 208, 235. What did I write that for? What did I do?
You did, you changed the quality.
Right here, to 30. Oh, see, this doesn't reflect that. Oh, oh, it's got 1465 partition finish in the basement. I don't know, guys, do you want to say that's a 40 quality house?
What is 40 good? I don't know.
40, so 40 would be good. 40 is generally...
Rotunda.
Rotunda is a 40. You got to be...
big and nice.
1,700 to 1,800 square feet is about where a 40 starts. You got to have several roof cuts, great window package, good curb appeal, nice entryway, you know, not just a door. You know, I mean, it takes a lot to get to a 40. And then a 30 is starts about 1,500 and goes to about 1,700. So this one, I mean, generally a 40 is a three-car garage. This has got, I mean, it's got nice curb appeal.
It does. That peak's really nice.
Like a kind of a semi Tesla with a Tudor A-frame look in the middle there. Yeah,
but
at 1628 square, that's what I did. And I'm not saying.
What do the people want?
I don't know what they want. Oh, do you have that sign?
Yes.
Oh, I have your
they
notes.
Protested it, evidently.
Yeah.
So what do they want? Do
they said
177.5.
Oh, that's what they want to pay.
What do I have it at?
You've got it at 179. Oh, originally you had it at 205. 208.
To get to 208, I'd have to call it a 40, but 208, I think, is what the market would yield for that house. If they put a for sale sign in it, I think if it's nice, if it looks as good on the inside as it does on the outside, I have not been in that one.
So to keep it equalized, it should be a 30? What are you saying?
Yeah, what I did when I did it is I set it to a 30, and I did that for two reasons. One was we have a checklist, a scoring system between 30 and 40. That's how we equalize, so we're calling the same types of houses the same qualities. It scored out at a 30. It's like top of the line, high 30 quality.
Go 35.
So it could be a 35. I mean, technically if we added the 35s to our equalization score sheets, it would be a 35.
If you want to go calculate it at that.
I can. Yeah. You want to see with that? And then it would be equalized with other.
Yeah.
Well, the land value is only $12,500. Does that seem right?
It's a dollar. It should be a dollar a square.
Is what he has here.
Well, I got $12.50 on this thing.
Oh, it should be $19,875.
Yeah, so there we go. There's.
How come I don't have that?
It's up here.
Oh.
Let me go get
that. It's a big lot.
Well, that'd be better.
Backs up to a nice hill. It's very nice.
Boy, I think if it was on the market for 179, it'd be on there for about 5 minutes.
That's what I say. People would spend over 200 for that house. It's really nice. I've been inside it.
Yeah, I can imagine what the quality of craftsmanship is there. I always figured that was a $250,000 house.
I guess the one thing, though, is what happened is the Tremaines bought that house, the shop, and that land all in one package, and that's probably why it got it all divvied up.
Right, exactly what happened. Now, he came in, he made
not
a joke, because I, you know, they call me the referee when I do this, and he's a basketball coach, and he said, so are we going to argue because I'm the basketball coach and you're the referee? But if you want to do 153 while he's calculating that value.
Okay, 153 is parcel 198748, Oldenburg, 23,800. a current of 54. Is this their home place? They're just north and east of Homer?
It looks like it is, yeah, 230th Street.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a rough-looking place.
It's pretty.
I would say 54 is more than it's worth.
Okay, yeah, the referee, they just mailed it in.
23,800 is what they...
Wow.
23,800, I would say, I would think that's even maybe a little high.
It's a mobile home on 2.6 acres.
I think the land is worth more than anything.
That's what's kind of down the hill from the...
And that's where Jeff has all the value, no residence, nothing.
Yeah.
All land.
Yep, it's all land. He took...
23,800.
Yep.
Down to the referees in agreement there.
Okay.
Does that go in this one?
Yep.
Kind of smart, I just get them all, you talk, you read, you'll show them.
Oh, that would have been really smart, huh?
Or get your cell phone out, or...
Well, I need the exercise.
Okay.
Most of our fat guys need to win.
What'd you come up with, Jeff?
The house would go from 160 to 176 on 75. 19,875 for the lands would be 195,950.
195?
950, if we do the 35 quality. Which I left in the file for rolling for next year for sure. Because that, honestly, that's where it would score if we incorporated the 5, but we're still testing it on our scoring sheet.
I think that's probably closer.
I do too. I do too. Just looking at it, the curb appeal.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Yeah, the drive up to it, you know, everything's nice around there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we've got 153. I think the next I've got is 154.
Yes, 154.
Okay. Parcel 022461 Meyer. Previous 73. Recommendation is 82915.
You all right?
Water, wrong pipe.
Right, wrong pipe. Dakota Avenue. In South Sioux. Small house.
Sorry.
Are you EMT qualified? Looks like the owner complaining about the raised value. Looks like the condition could be an issue. The referee is agreeing with the assessed value at no change. We've only got one picture of it, but that roof is kind of old and that the siding is kind of rough.
That's it.
But didn't really give us
a rental portfolio.
It's $82,000 on Dakota Avenue. You're going to get it.
Yep.
If not more.
That's true. It could go.
Yeah, that's $800-900 a month rental.
Yep, sitting right there. Sorry they don't. They go pretty quick when they're for sale.
Okay. Protest 155, parcel 041253 Beacom. 186 previous. 176580 is the recommendation.
Excuse me.
Okay. Very interesting. I love talking to Mr. Beacom. He's a neat guy.
He's entertaining, if nothing else.
Very entertaining, and seeing the world. He's got this house is
Jerry.
Yes.
Yeah.
He.
Oh, okay.
He's been living upstairs. Okay, so it's in South Sioux. All right, it's on West 13th Street. It's in South Sioux. It's a ranch style house built in 2002. It has a attached garage, 2 cars, and then another detached garage, 1 car. Yeah, that little one on the, yep, that one right there, that's newer. The house and the garage are attached there. He's renting out the basement. He was until May. So it's been a duplex since he's living upstairs and then renting out the basement. All I did here was he gave me just random houses for comparables. I had single-family houses, I had duplexes, and I had fourplexes as comps. It was a mess. All I did was I put in that it is a duplex as of January 1st and recalculated the number 176,580. That's all I did to it. I didn't change anything else.
That's really all we can do. Because the story keeps changing on that. It's been a triplex. It's been, if you, depending on what time of the day you talk to Jerry, it changes.
There are four entrances to the basement, four different ones.
Yeah, so it's like, it's been, but we, right now it's a duplex, so we just, I think that makes the most sense. For it, okay. We'll find out. Is he going to sell it, did he say?
I think he said.
Well, that was another one of those
said
later.
He wasn't going.
Somebody's going to, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't bring chicken anymore.
No.
He'd be away.
Yeah, he just.
He was getting like $700 rent in the just for that basement.
Yeah.
You know?
For one unit in the basement.
Just one unit that we know of that he claims in the basement.
Four entrances, though.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Who is this?
Protest,
is this
Protest 156, parcel 273535, Schmaltz.
Oh, yeah.
398 previously, 415, 150 is the recommendation.
We accidentally used to raise her lot and double it.
Wow.
She'd come in and get mad at us.
She does not like, she can't, yeah, Jeff.
That's another house I can't visit. I actually don't walk in that way anymore. I go by Mikey's.
Okay, so this is rotunda backs to the water, which is the issue here.
Does he charge you?
I'm sure the bill's coming.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's got good comps. I tried to talk to her. We visited for a while, yeah. But I said when you're starting out at a $20,000 plus for your lot, and the sale you're trying to use sold for $390, and it's much older than yours. Not much older, they're all new, but older, and the depreciation's different, you're going to be fine.
So the house, is it on the corner, north?
She is right next to, I think yeah, Joan's sure. got her highlighted.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Mean the sale, that 390. Was it
yeah, it's right at kitty corner across the street. They just sold for $390.
It's 390.
No, not that one.
Or is it one up?
One north.
Oh yeah, that's the...
Coach.
Coach, yeah, there you go. It's one more up. That guy, right?
No, it's way up there.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy sold for $390.
I don't know if it brought, but I know they sold it.
$390.
Yeah, $390 is what they got for that one.
It is a very similar house.
Yeah.
Minus the...
That house there is not more house than what's on the water.
Right.
But he's on the water.
But he's on the water, yeah.
Yeah, that's the deal. That's the difference.
Okay.
But that house in the corner, that's 2040.
Yeah. That had to finish in the basement. And
I felt the 390 sale plus the water was 415. I mean, that's how I looked at it.
More than I could afford, but I guess maybe that's where the market is.
Yeah, that's just. I'm not saying we have. Yeah, we can't. We don't necessarily agree with it, but. We follow it. Try it.
Protest 157, parcel 047219, Becerra. 115 previous, 122550 is the recommendation.
Just a mailing. Okay, we're in South Sioux.
Isn't this a standard every single year one now? Those Maria Becerra.
You know how many sales we got? There's just a whole neighborhood of those houses like that.
Yeah, small ranch in South Sioux.
Detached garages. They all sell plus 100,000.
Yeah. So, nothing to change it on. Until 122 is reasonable.
Are they in slabs?
A lot of them have basements.
I think this is it.
Yeah, they have basements. Not all of them are finished, but they have a lot of them with basements. And the detached garages vary between doubles and singles.
This one has a basement.
But
yeah, and it's a two-car detached, 954 square foot.
It's actually bigger than some of them, but it's condition. It's
like Diane's house was just a little bit better. She got 140 for hers with a single car detached, a little bit smaller.
What's the square footage you said?
Nine.
Oh, they're small.
Yeah, under 1,000, just under 1,000.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of those have basements to them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're usually a real steep stair.
Okay.
And then usually a bedroom or bathroom.
Yeah, right, yeah, nice.
And then an open area.
Which street is that?
I thought that sounded really low for.
Jump into 168.
Yeah.
Okay, 168, parcel 004404, Johnson. Previous of 2,800, current 11. And that's just straight land.
Daryl's in the pile here. Daryl, I think that's okay. Daryl's.
You got more Daryl's?
Yep, all these are Daryl's.
All South Sioux City, Sioux Land.
I've got one, 168 is my next one.
Yep, so we got all Daryl's ready to go.
Daryl will be back tomorrow, or here tomorrow. I think, I don't know.
They did, Daryl did get them to the city of South Sioux on those. He did get them to find the ordinance for the CDA.
Okay.
But it wasn't an ordinance that gave them like the ability to levy a tax, like they did with the housing unit.
Okay.
Even though they don't let them levy a tax, they made them an entity. So I'm not sure how, what we'll have to do with that when we get to those. So Daryl got more information. He got incomes. He got more stuff out of them than we ever had. I don't know how he did it, but I was shocked. They actually gave me lease agreements that I've been asking for years.
Wow. Okay. We're at 168. Just a lot.
Yep. Lot. Homer. This is just Nancy Kirkholm's to the north.
Where's Nancy's house? Oh.
It's just like north and a little. Yeah, it's right up there. But just to give you an idea where we're at there.
Okay.
Yeah, George Street. It's a vacant lot.
Yep.
What's that lady's name that lives over there that sold her that? Norma or something?
I don't know. Basically, the deal here is she just wrote me a letter, and she's trying to sell this piece of land. She's asking you to lower her value so she can sell it.
Lower her
value. She has been trying to sell it for about 5 years. Her starting price was $25,000, and then now it's $20,000. She'll say she'll take $18,000 for it right now if anybody will give her $18,000.
And what's it assessed at?
And she wants to lower it.
She wants it to be last year's value so she can.
She wants $2,000.
$3,000 is what she has requested.
She wants to sell
but
it.
But she's.
She wants to sell.
Advertise for 18.
She lowered her value. Well, first of all, I'm all over Zillow. I mean, we spend a good chunk of our time on every realtor site you can imagine. I've never seen that listed. But is it like a by owner thing? Is she doing?
Yes, it's by owner. I believe the assessment is unrealistic and unfair. I would never expect an evaluation to quadruple in a year's time.
But she's trying to sell it for $20,000.
This is excessive and ridiculous, in my opinion.
She's trying to sell it for $20,000.
Yeah.
And she wrote down that she wants to sell it for 20?
She flat out told me since 2014, because she sold something else around there. I'm not sure what else it was. But anyway.
Yeah.
And this is equalized homer ground.
Right? Equalized
I mean, we just did it to everybody. I didn't know it was interfering with a sale.
Yeah.
Double the amount I have to assess that.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's that little stretch that has got the trees.
Yeah.
She throws a fit when anyone parks on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's worth $20,000. It's a nice
little spot, actually.
It's like a parking lot.
Yeah, it's a nice little lot.
Good value. Mm-hmm.
It's worth $20,000.
I
mean, she doesn't want tire tracks.
Yeah. I don't blame her for $20,000.
Yeah. I don't know. If Homer, we don't have a sale that would prove she could get $20,000 for that.
Well, but Harrison's lot is just across the road there.
No. What
that's right.
That was the $32,000.
Oh yeah, he's the one. Oh yeah, don't mention that one.
I did.
That's a very sensitive topic to people in Homer, Hubbard, everywhere. Don't. That doesn't count.
He probably should.
Okay. Protest 170.
Who is that?
Parcel 003904, Boss. Previous of 48. Referee recommends 107,860. Yeah, he just.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What did I do there?
I think he's valued under what he just paid. And
2019, purchase for 120.
Okay, this is, it's in Jackson. It's an old two-story house, kind of a small two-story. And the Brock bought it and, basically redid the whole house. It was beautiful inside. Bought it for 123. It was on MLS. His Brock's mom sold it. Sherry, she sold it for him. Sold for 123. It's only assessed at 107. But anyway, there's a huge laundry list of complaints that the new owner has about the house. But again, he bought it for 123.
In his complaints, he actually complains about the market being so high that.
So do I.
Yeah, I do too. But it's like, it's like, okay, you're proving my point when you make that.
But he's right though.
So are you going to bump him up to that next year?
His flag for he's going to go to that next year. So when you see it looks like I'm raising, I don't really want to have to raise anybody unless we need to for equalization. But that's what it's going to be next year, just based on what we're seeing in the sales. He's going to go up again.
Yeah.
But it's still $12,000 less than he paid. And it's.
Yeah.
And he put a lot of work into it.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And he's still working on it, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have anything else.
Can we look at Doug's or not? Are you ready to do Doug's? Doug's not going to be back.
Doug's the 372.
So we should.
Doug's will be. What's going to happen with Doug is I talked to Christine back at the state again, so this deals with that LB 372.
Okay.
So I went back through and took her numbers and what they recommended I make the changes for, put them in a spreadsheet to get our tax reduction. To do an undervalued list for the board to approve or deny. If we approve it, then I have to put whatever Doug's LB 372 number is on it. If we disapprove it, it'll stay the same at what the current value is for those parcels. So what Doug did is he just switched them all. They're all grass. And we have two different grass prices in them, but we got the LB 372 grass prices that the state is recommending, and we got my LB 372 prices. So we can either approve or deny that undervalued.
Do I have that on the?
Yeah, it's on the agenda for today, I believe. Yeah, we have it on the, and then we have an overvalued.
Okay, it is. Okay.
So some of the Homer stuff we're hearing today, like on the acre method, that might have been, was that over or under? I forget which way that one went, but we actually, the breaks, they didn't get the breaks that they were supposed to get. So some of the Homer people that were mad are going to get fixed anyway if we approve it. So it was our fault because we put in all the square foot breaks.
We'll do Doug after we get this done, maybe?
Yeah, we can do Doug's. I mean, after the regular meeting, because we'll vote on, I think you got it on there as an action.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Or do you want to make a motion on
the one you've done? We do that.
One you've done, and then maybe make a motion on Doug's after we.
Because we, I know what it will be either way.
Yeah.
Because I can give you the number either way, just depending on what we want to do.
So do we want to pull out the ones that we changed, which were we went from. On 67, I don't know how to mark this. 67, we went from 214.110 to 223.350. And on 85, we changed it from 249 to 306.065. And on 151 and 152, we changed the 32244 to 39665, and we changed the 179 to 195. Anything else? Everything else we accepted referee recommendation on. So We've got one, two, three, four.
What about the
apple? You see anything else?
On 67, didn't we, did that list that?
Yeah, that's the one I started with. 67, 67, 85, 151, and 152.
And Woodard, what, didn't we do the Woodard, what, 318?
Number 318.
What's
the protest?
138.
What is it?
Property number 138, I thought we adjusted that
one. No, there is no one. Oh, 138.
I think 318-965 was the recommendation, was the referee recommendation.
Oh, okay.
For the, oh, for the Woodard, yeah, the big one, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what the folder is.
But we haven't done 136 yet. We're gonna wait on that. Did we wait, or did we come back, or what were we doing? Oh, we couldn't find it.
Yeah, we're gonna go full, yeah, we're gonna get a plat and find the correct on it, and then come up with.
We pull that one out.
Yeah, yeah, so that one we'll hear again.
Okay, so that, is there anything, let's see, I don't know if, for my benefit, could I just have the parcels that you're still waiting for me or my dad on?
I can, I.
Okay, later?
Yeah.
I'll pull all these out and do another new sheet for tomorrow. But you can see which ones they are.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What is it?
At least.
Okay.
I've got.
And I filled in some that aren't.
Because we're done with Jim, was that all Jim had? He said he only had a few, so.
Jim's all done.
He does good work, too.
Very good work, very impressive.
Yeah, I like having him in here, he's.
Yep. Okay, and.
So.
So, what I show, if you wanna just circle.
Yep.
Four, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40.
Yep, that's Harris, that's one, yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Yep.
50, 51, 52, 53, 55, 56, and 64. 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76. There's not a set, sorry, no 74 there. 72, 73, 75, 76.
And 81.
And 81. All of those need to be done yet.
Okay.
And then we got 85 done, but then 86, 87, 88, 90, 93, 97, 98, 99, and 100 have to be done yet.
Okay.
So that block up to 101, from 86 to 101 is all, has to be done yet.
Yeah,
and then we got 101 and 102 done, so then it's from 103 down to 116 has to be done yet.
Okay, Garwood is done, but now I do need to.
We did 117 today, and then 122 is not done.
Okay.
124 is not done.
A couple of these are our problem children.
Mm-hmm.
131, 135. 141, 142, and 144. Then we skip all the way down to 169, and that's it.
Okay.
And if we get Doug done this afternoon, Daryl's tomorrow, and.
That should take, clean this up?
Yep, then we're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for protest hearing A, I will make a motion to accept the recommendations on protest 1, 2, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 31, 35, 42, 43, 44, 46, 47, 48, 49, 65, 66, 101.
Did we have 67? Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
101, 102, 117, 23, 125, 126, 132, 133, 134, 137, 138, 139, 140, 143.
One sec. 140.
Oh, sorry.
And 143, okay.
145, 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, 153, 154, 155, 156, 157, 168, 170, 860, 111, 112, 109, and 110. And that is my motion on that.
I can second that.
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, and then I will make a motion to accept the adjusted recommendation.
Board of Equalization, whatever.
Yeah, the Board of Equalization recommendation for protest 67. 85, 151, and 152.
All right, I got to show them how to calculate the levies in this bridge.
Okay, I'll second that. That was the number we wrote in.
Yep.
Yes, on the four parcels.
Okay.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. I see what you were doing. So you were doing the clean ones first, and then you went in and did the second function.
Okay. Yes.
For the ones we talked about.
Yep.
Sorry, didn't get that.
Oh, no. Perfectly fine. This is always confusing.
It is.
I remember confusing it fast. When you guys did this. Same by me.
Okay, so that covers our protest hearings for what we have this morning. And we will finish with the LB 372 ones this afternoon.
Do you want to, are you going to read those?
What are those? What are you talking about, LB 372? What are those?
That deals with the grasslands, the ones that we've been talking about. That's going to be...
Okay, so he talks about grasslands. We could go back and do those if we want.
Okay, got it.
Do you want to approve?
Is he coming? He's coming this afternoon.
No, he was here.
Is he not? Okay.
He was here.
Oh, okay.
He gave me the forms. He signed all these forms, but he said, depending on which way we vote on that,
he's not coming back.
Yeah.
He made his recommendation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just, so he corrected them to the grass.
Yeah.
All right, so we're not going to need to recess for lunch. We're just finish this all up. Okay, then we'll move on to new business. New business item A, approval of the previous minutes, July 13th of 2020.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second that.
I don't know what right now. Kevin?
Yes.
I think I did you last. I'm sorry. Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
And Kevin?
Yes.
Do you mind if I work on those ones?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
okay. I don't know if you need me finishing.
No. Right ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Item B, Jeff Curry, requesting board approval of tax list corrections for parcels with clerical and or admitted errors.
Okay, Joan, did you get a, we got, that's what this is, right?
Yep.
That's all I found this morning.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. And what it is we didn't get our taxes. I have to help them figure we don't have a formula in here. But what they are anyway is this is the next phase of TIF
out in Flatwater. So they've got structures on these five, all five of these parcels, so they're going to have them TIFed. So what happens is we have to go back to our value, which is the 168,200,216, the assessor opinion. What we had them at was their discounted cash flow lot prices. So that's the, that was how it started. They gave us a whole list and we went back and they had different percentages done on the buildings as of January 1. So they wanted full price, but we told you, you can't get full price as percentage at as of January 1. And we actually had to remove two. But what it ended up being is the new opinion for this is going to be the 168, 200, 216, 265, and 246 values. Now next year they'll go up again to their full value, but they're going to TIF against that number. So we're not going to. So even though we're increasing the value, if they get the TIF in and it's done right and on time, we're not going to get that benefit.
Right.
They figured the system. They got the system figured out, but.
Yeah.
So that's what this, that's why we, and we just did that this past, actually it started Friday and finished up Monday. So I don't really expect another clerical list unless they find some more parcels they want to try to throw in.
Okay.
The last two they tried to add, we had pictures from December 14th and March 3rd. And so we were able to tell, to show that it wasn't there. But that's what these are for. So it's a gain in value, but all that, it'll be excess value. So our value for the county is going to be those $20,000, unfortunately, discounted cash flow lots.
Okay. Because it's TIFed.
Yeah, because it's going to be TIFed, yep.
And they need an increase in value to...
Yeah, see, they don't want to
TIF. That serves a purpose somehow.
Yeah, because if they would have, like, say they would have TIFed it last year before anything else happened, they would have been locked in at, or we would have been locked in at, we didn't do the discounted cash flow until this year because they never got the paperwork in time last year. We would have been able to have a much larger dollar amount because some of these, a couple of these lots, they had listed at $100,000 for their waterfronts. And then
more
that
than
one, 160 or yeah. 16, and then the lot for the townhomes and the condos were like twice that, but we ended up setting every lot out there to 20 on that discounted cash flow.
Okay.
So they didn't do it that year because they'd had we would have been able to gain. So they waited until this passed, and then
they
waited
until they figure it out.
Yeah. So they're not going to TIF it until they can get an excess amount.
Okay.
And lock us in at the lowest possible
right.
price.
Okay.
You mean that property has never been TIFed?
We got one phase done
already.
They TIF
it. They TIF a little increment at a time
it
to
is
play
just,
this game.
Because they can only
yeah,
TIF for
it,
so many years.
To me, it is the absolute blatant abuse of what a TIF is for. I mean, it's the very reason the legislature should relook at how
they try.
Regulate that. It's a Omaha thing, and they love TIFs, and
oh, yeah.
We never have enough votes, but, you know, with our rural senators. So, but that's what this is. So there'll be several more, and what it is, it's actually costing us money because this creates extra money and time in my office because we got to go out and make sure because I have to send this to the state, and they audit every TIF report I send them. They don't care what they're doing; they make sure I've got the right amounts on it.
Okay.
So that creates extra work for our office. But this right now, as it sits, is the only five parcels they're going to TIF. So this would be, I don't know if they're going to call it phase two Flatwater. I think the first one was phase one Flatwater or something.
Okay.
Hopefully they keep the same naming convention because it's going to get confusing if this is how they're going to play it. We're going to end up with so many TIF districts to manage. It'll be a nightmare.
Well, it looks to me like those apartments above that retail building where the bottom of the retail, that's to me like they're full.
They are. Yep, they're full.
So wouldn't that be generating some pretty decent...
Yeah,
That is, I don't know if it's one of these parcels. I don't think so.
Must not be.
No, because.
Nothing on here much over a couple hundred thousand.
We dealt with those earlier.
Yeah, they, what had happened with those is they're on, the city never transferred that lot and that building into, they're Ho Chunks, but they never, there's no legal document saying Ho Chunk owns that, the land it's on or the building, because there's no IOLL on it and no transfer statement. So once the city realized we were right, which they hate to admit, they were supposed to get us a new plat. Now they haven't come through with a new plat. Daryl talked to them, and now they're supposed to be putting in a quit claim deed to quit claim it for a buck to Ho Chunk or something, because they don't want to pay the taxes on it. Because right now the city, it's full value in the city's name. It's mil, I forget what we had on it, but it's pretty high.
Probably number. Probably a few million.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So I think we're going to hear that again in Daryl's stuff tomorrow. A little bit, yeah. About it. But we're all waiting.
And Lance wants to be here.
So. Yeah, and we're all waiting. If they can't prove it with a legal document, it doesn't. I mean, we all know whose it is, who built it. I know Pat's the one that rented all the units. I know it's supposed to be Ho Chunk's. I know it's supposed to be Ho Chunk's lot, but there isn't a single.
Ho Chunk and their lawyer team didn't.
Yeah, they got. I mean, we've had two or three lawyers calling us, and they've all agreed with us. They said, "Yeah, we got to do something."
Yep.
Heather Carver, I think, is their main one.
Yeah. Okay.
On this.
Okay. So I will make a motion to accept the tax list corrections.
I'll second it.
Janet.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Laura.
Yes.
Okay. Item C, Jeff requesting board approval of one. Homer Res, 1 AC Plus undervalue list, 2 grassland overvalue list, and 3 denied special value application for Dale Masters.
Okay, that's these three. Joe, I should have gave these to you to make the copies. I don't know what I was thinking.
Are they on the B drive?
Yeah, actually, I think I did save that on the B drive.
Okay. Here, Kevin, you want to sign that one?
Yes.
And then have Jeff sign it.
I thought I did. Pretty sure that's where I get it. Should be on that template. Okay, so this one, oh, this is for Jim.
Where's it at, do you think?
Under the 20 valuation 2020 protests, and then
assessor templates.
And then there should be like an over under valued, either Excel there or it's underneath assessor forms. Unless I forgot to save it there. Pretty sure I saved it there. I'm trying to keep everything in that one folder for us. So
here's assessor templates.
Yeah, there's under assessor templates. Is there one for over under value? It'll look like.
Do you see it? Oh. Huh? Did it go off?
Find out.
You want to come and look at? Oh, wait.
Something came up.
Yeah. Hello,
there we go.
Okay, this is the inner workings of the assessor's mind here. What I say, like that. It's a nightmare. Somebody should take that over from me.
Like, right, if you have the copy, then you just rented the copy.
Here's a, here was something done on July 20th.
Homer, click on that one. That looks, that's positive. That looks, there it is.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Do I have both of them? I usually try to,
old value, new value.
New value, and then this? The summary is where I put them together.
Okay.
With the levy, so. Everything we do, we want to see what it's going to cost us on this over under, especially if it's on the line and it's sketchy.
Okay.
Because we're being talked to about it. So that one, I'm sorry, I should have read, that's the green orange. So this one is Wright Miller. These are the acreages in Homer. So the acreage amounts didn't get their breaks the right way. And their first half an acre, or their first quarter of an acre, number wasn't correct. When we adjusted the table, and I didn't give you, I should have made a copy. This is what I always talk about, these tables. I guess I can pass this around. This is the table that shows math. I mean, those are the numbers when we talk about breaks, what it does, and how it multiplies after that amount of square foot. But so we saved it after we did the square foot, and we rolled it, and we edited that record, but we never rolled it again to fix the acreage method. So there are only 21 parcels in the village of Homer that have acreages. And what would happen if we changed that? The acreage value would be an increase of $314,535 total, which is an increase of $5,477.39 in taxes owed to the everybody. And if you separate that, the impact to the county is we would gain $1,152.39. And the average amount of parcels going to go up is $260.
So the green is the new valuation and the orange is the old valuation?
That's correct.
So the top one went from 14,000 to 26,000.
Yeah, 25 out 40. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And the next one.
Okay.
And you can kind of see all the variations as you go down. And the main ones that were impacted, where it creates an equalization problem, is those 14,000. So at a dollar a square, if you had 14,000 square feet, it'd be a $14,000 lot. So if you're on this, so let's say you have 2 acres.
The 1.27 acres.
Yeah, or 1.2. You don't want to say your first 14,000 square feet's only worth 50 cents, because that wouldn't be equalized. It only gets adjusted after you get to like a quarter or a half an acre, and then it's diminishing returns is what it is. It becomes less valuable the more you have, because people only want so much land, especially in town. These are all in town parcels that have over an acre.
Okay.
So $44,000 lots then? It was an acre?
No, if it's
a dollar an acre.
Well, if it was at a dollar, it'd be 43,560.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once again, we don't use that. We switch
it off at.
It should be on that. This right here. So on an acre method, 75 cents, and then 10 cents.
Oh.
So by the time you get to an acre and over, you're only paying 10 cents a square foot.
Oh.
Because it just, the sales, and when you actually do the land study, it doesn't bring the same dollar or dollar 20 or what have you a square.
What are you looking for?
What you looking for?
Upward maybe.
Oh.
If it's here.
I don't know. It's usually here, Matt.
Yeah, I know.
We're running just a little bit long. We're probably 10 minutes.
Yeah. I don't have much. Yeah, it's...
I'll go find them. Sorry about that.
They can go over to the old boardroom.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, so that's how you... So that's how the math is broke down in a land study.
Okay.
So you can do, like, for example, the square footage, 21,780 square feet. The first 21,780 is a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the next 16,335, which still isn't at an acre, will cut you down to, that will be what the acre's worth, that second acre's worth, and then every acre after that cuts down to that 43,55. And that's your diminishing, I mean, that's all it'll bring. Especially after the first half. I mean, it seems like a residential lot in the city, when on most land studies, it's up to half an acre is expensive. After that, they don't. It just, people don't want that much extra land in town.
Yeah.
to get out in the country, or you get into more rural, or some of these, like even Homer, they wouldn't mind an acre, but after that,
so
it gets.
So you're asking us to increase or decrease?
So this would be an undervalued, this would actually be an over, because we're going to increase.
Increase the valuations of these acreages.
Yeah, because the breaks weren't put in, so they were paying less on the initial square footage price than what an acre. So if compare, so if somebody that had 10,000 square feet has a $10,000 lot, it shouldn't be a $2,500 lot for somebody that has 2 acres. Because it doesn't balance that way. It has to, it's top heavy and balances so lower the further out you go.
So this is what, actually
this
undervalued
is
land.
Yes, this okay. land is going up to equalize.
To this call.
Yeah, the orange
right.
is the old value of their
yes.
property, and the
yeah.
green
so
is the new value.
So we're equal. Technically, it's taking the folks with an acre and equalizing them,
okay.
or folks with an acre or more, and equalizing them with okay. folks under an acre.
Okay.
Because they all need to be treated the
okay.
same. But then after that is when it drops all the way down to the 40, you know, 43,
okay.
55.
So is that calculated in all the ones we just went through? Because I see some of the same addresses.
Yeah, it is. It's all. It's in all the working
it's
files
all
and everything.
Okay.
So if we approve this, all we got to do is just, I got an index written for all 21 parcels. We roll the index and send out the,
okay.
I forget what Ruth said we do. But
so we aren't going to get a bunch more protests on these same people that.
Yeah, they may. The acre people may come in and protest. The 21. So we could get a maximum of 21 extra protests out of that.
And we have to do all those by tomorrow? I mean, what, I guess.
No, because no. he's sending them out.
They
have 30
have more
days.
Time.
Yeah,
okay.
they'll have
okay.
more days, yeah.
Okay, got it.
It works for me.
Okay, so that was part one of this. Part two is the grassland overvalue.
This is the one we started talking about, and I didn't have all the right numbers last, was it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did I see that one in there too? Man, that thing just, that screen just is upset with us. It might have grass written in it, or LB 372.
It says your meeting's over.
Yeah.
This whole LB 372 has been a nightmare for a year and a half. It's Excel cost equal comp income. Blank, 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 blank. Those are my new, so they can.
Who is that?
Referees or
that Dr.
Aiken.
Oh man, yeah. I didn't recognize him either.
So if we go back and go out of the templates folder just under the 2020 protests.
They might want to go to a different.
Is there any Excel?
Yeah.
We're in 2020.
I would bet they'll just use the old room if we're still going when they're ready.
BOE.
Yeah, I kind of think I think it's
that's why.
Oh,
no, that's our meeting for my clericals.
Oh.
I must not have saved this one out there yet.
Not normally.
Because this one would be called grassland. There's Corey. Oh, what's that 2018 over undervalued? Right here.
We haven't changed it
like
2018.
Will it let you search for grassland? Like
that box over there?
In the whole drive?
Yeah, just like GRAS. Search that whole.
Too many S's.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
I'm sorry.
I always cut either the vowels or extra.
I'm thinking.
I might have it
I'm
in.
I'm thinking that it's probably everything that you've been. I thought it was maybe in clerical omitted, but you know what? Is this the grassland that you brought
one.
Last time?
Yeah,
only it's got all the corrected levies and stuff on it, so I can actually give you the taxes.
Okay.
On it.
Okay. Well, just talk to us about it, I guess.
All right. So on this one, and I can get. I'll move it to the B drive. So this is the same thing we've been talking about with the state and Chris, and this LB 372, where they were, they decided, the legislature decided that everybody was treating dry ground and things of that nature like irrigated ground somehow in their math, which is impossible, but they don't listen. But anyway, we did, they went through it and they passed this legislative bill 372, and the state went back to the NRCS, did I say that right? Yeah, and got everybody's soil types and gave us each a list of these types and said, so put these in your essentially cost table and that will be your new value. We did that, and what had happened in several other counties, prices like doubled in some counties. I don't think they adjusted their value amounts. You know, I think they just said, well, 4D is going to be this, and 3D is going to be this, and 2D is going to be this going forward, same as 4G, 3G, 2G. But what we did is I didn't care what they wanted to change the name to. I still get, if my sales said 4G sold for 2,000, it's going to sell for 2,000, whether they call it 4G or Mickey Mouse. That's what the sales did. So we didn't have as large of an impact as everybody else. Actually, none of our soil types other than grass got impacted at all. And they, the state believes my grass is overvalued, and it's not by much. For example, where I might have 2,100, they have 1,950. Where I have 19 and a quarter, they have 1,880. And that's what this reflects. So what I did, is, and then I reread, I went back, I talked to Christine after our last meeting, because I was concerned if we're on the fence, or are you going to force us to do this? Remember, I wasn't sure, because they're taking other counties to turf over this. So I get nervous when I see that. So I said, now are we, I asked her, and I got kind of a gray area answer. I said, are we not valued properly, as in, am I going to get a letter, or is Marty going to get a letter, and are we going to go to Turk if we don't do this? And the response was, you're on the fence, or I'm walking a line. I don't know how to take that. Does anybody know how to take that? So I finished this form that we started last week and put all the numbers on it. And essentially what it results in, if we change all the grass in Market Area 1 and Market Area 2 in Dakota County, it's going to have $2,806,245 reduction overall on grassland. And with our 2019 tax credit, which will be pretty similar to what they're going to give us in 2020, I can take $3,507, so $3,507.25 off of the tax rate amount, which is 46. So the levy at 0.01655 estimated is, it would be a total of 46,000. That 2 million is going to create a $46,443.37 reduction in taxes across the county. I mean, everybody, that's everybody's piece of the pie. If you look at just us for the county, what does that do to us from a budgeting perspective? Is it's going to take a reduction of $10,281.49. The other 32,654s, school districts, fire districts, historical society, ag society, and all the rest of them. So it was $10,281.49 is our impact. So I wanted to find that and then share that with you and just tell you the information I have and to see what the board would like to do. I don't have a preference, I guess, either way, because it's so close. The numbers are, like I said, here's one, 2115, and it goes to 1950. And actually, we've got one here that I would increase. 3G is 1920, and it'd go up to 1950. and I'd increase 4G too from 1720 to 1800, but everything else is dropping down. Pretty much they're putting 1G through 3G at 1950 was the recommendation, and 4G 1 and 4G is going to give you $1,800 an acre, which isn't out of line. It's close. It's very close to what I already have. So it's only a, oh yeah, come on, go land somewhere. Not on me, because Larry's been waiting to hit me all day.
One to 3G is 1950 an acre?
An acre.
And then 4G?
G and 4G1 were both is 1,800 an acre.
Okay.
Where I had them at 1850 and 1720, they want them 1,800 and 1,800.
So,
well, I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
I think we're close.
We are really close, but.
But I think if the state's giving us recommendations and they're already doing stuff to other counties.
I think Dixon's one of them. I got to call Amy and make sure, because she was fighting it too, and she ended up, I think, getting that letter.
I think I'd rather just play it safe and go with the state recommendations.
Are we going to pick the 10 up somewhere else?
Acres. We'll pick up, you know, 1,100 of it just today because of this, and we've had a couple of increases on the protests too. I'm thinking overall, with some of Jim's numbers, with those increases, we're going to pick up quite a bit on commercial too. And with Daryl's recommendations to the city, which they always call the state, they talk to Ruth, they talk to the attorney there, then they call me, but we're saving a lot of money there too. So I don't know. I think it was like last year, I was really worried, and we ended up further ahead than I thought we were at the end of everything. And this year's going way better than last year to date, so from a loss perspective for us. So I would anticipate we're at a minimum net, if not gaining, right now.
Oh, good to me.
I just don't want to, yeah, I just...
Okay. And then the third one was what? Denied... special value, do you have that on here, Dale Masters?
Oh yeah, Dale's trying to get, I don't know if we've heard his case yet, his protest yet, but I take care of him in his what he's trying to use, and did Dale fill this out? Yeah, this is, Dale actually filled this one out, but he has roughly out of his 20 acres, I think it's just a little over 13 acres, that is value in use farm. So I switched all of that to the farm acres for him instead of using the 4,500 residential value. So that did help him. And the reason he submitted this was to try to get a special value on his land. But in order to get special value, you have to have what they call an outside influence, like commercial moving in on you, residential moving in on you, where it starts to change your highest and best use from ag to residential. Then you know, they don't want to pay $20,000 an acre, they'd rather pay the $7,000 an acre on farm. So what we can do is they allow us to do special value on them, which gives us that opportunity to keep it ag, code it that way, report it that way, and it'd be 75% of its value, ag value, which is typical. But you have to meet the criteria, and he's out in the middle of the country. There is no commercial, residential. There is no influences whatsoever on his property. It just doesn't meet the statute. Okay. So I denied him, and what I did instead is looked and over his parcel, and since we're doing the value in use and I'm trying to equalize everybody, his 2019 aerial shows a cornfield, so to me it's planted, and I'm gonna go to ag on those. Now he's got another 6 acres that are gonna stay 4,500 where his house sits, he's got a nice building out there and some other stuff. That's his, I'm not calling that farm because he doesn't farm. He's a contractor, so.
Where's he? Where's his place at?
Dale is out in, he's neighborhood 27 Hubbard, out rural Hubbard. He's, what's his situs here? I'm trying to think of, he is in.
Oh, I don't really matter.
Yeah, M Avenue, 1800s in M Avenue. It's got a nice house. It's newer. It looks about, kind of reminds me of Bill Rohde's up there on the Homer Hill, only this is closer to Hubbard. 1830 M Avenue.
I got it right here. Parcel.
Was that him, that little red box down there?
Two.
Yeah, he's on that dead end side. The
I'm trying to think, where does M end at?
Oh, okay, it's on the north side of Hubbard.
Yeah.
Up the hill.
Up the hill and stay.
There's usually some.
You'd think it was a minimum maintenance road, or you'd think it was a dead end.
There are some. It is. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know who lived up there.
So if you click like on 2019 is my latest. So yeah. I took all of the yellow and converted that to ag for him.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Lefty's green as 4,500 because that's highest and best use for it. And I thought that was fair.
Yeah.
For him, but anyway, for his special value, we can't. Well, I denied it. You guys can. Do you guys even?
Yeah,
is there a place for the board?
Board.
Yeah, because here's I got the original here. I need to turn over to Joan.
Okay.
And I.
Is there a place for Kevin to sign?
I think so. I don't think I. Is there? I don't even know if there was a place for me.
Just you.
Yeah, it says county assessor.
They blame me for that? Dang it.
It's unfortunate.
It's not fair.
I don't even see that it's supposed to be filed with the.
I glanced at the set because I initially was just going to agree to it because I was going to set him to ag anyway, and I thought, well, but then I looked at the statute and I was like, no, I can't.
Okay.
So I denied it, I guess. So I have to turn this in to Lincoln then, or to my.
I don't know.
I'll have to go read that statute again.
Okay. So we're ready to act on.
Okay.
This.
Was there nothing?
So I guess. For the grassland, my opinion is if the state's giving us recommendations and they're already hitting up other counties about it, I say go with their recommendation. It's going to cost us, but
maybe down a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that's my opinion.
Because what happens? I'm sorry to interrupt, but what happens with that and the reason it could cost us if it does go to Turk? Turk doesn't go by what the state recommendation was. So like we had a year when we were at 91% of residential. When the Turk goes, they're going to hit the middle number. And I think what would we have to go through that year? Tim and I were on a 4-hour call, I think, in this boardroom or the old
maybe
boardroom.
It was Tyler.
Tyler. Or maybe it was me and Tyler. Tyler and I. And they made us raise, instead of just 1% to go to the minimum 92, we had to go 5% to get to or 4 or 5 to get to 95.
Okay.
So they'll take these people at 69% and move them all the way to 75 is the statute, I believe. They don't play. I mean, they don't give you, they don't haggle, they don't care what the state says. They jack you up to the statute. And that's a big risk that I don't know if we want to put the taxpayer, I know it's higher, it's 260 extra bucks per parcel, but it could be worse.
Yeah.
If we get caught. I mean,
okay. So I guess that's my opinion. Does anyone disagree with that? Or
who?
I'm fine with
right.
that. If that's what they're telling us.
So
give some people some property tax relief. Uh-huh.
So I will make a motion to approve items 1, 2, and 3 on new business C.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Janet, Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay. Item D, review report of destroyed real property form 425 filings per damage occurring on or after January 1st before July 1st, 2020, with significant damage exceeding 20% of the current assessed value, and make reassessment of value for the damaged property.
Did you look at those at all, Jeff? Or do you want
yeah, to I have them here. I didn't fill them out on the spreadsheet because according to the statute, it has to be the day, and I think Kevin just read it, I think it has to be as of January 1 of 2020. And both of these are, they're complaining about stuff from last year, 2019.
Boy, I understood it.
Yeah, so there's nothing in the statute that allows us to go back to 2019. So I didn't even, because we have that template that calculates to get to the, so we know yeah. what percentage we're at, but I didn't even put them in there because they can't do a 425 for last year.
Well, I think that makes that item easy.
So my recommendation is, you know, they don't meet the year as far as the percentage goes. I didn't even calculate it because we're void.
Who are they?
One of them was that Johnston that we talked about earlier, Tim.
Yep.
And then the other one was John and Judy, I believe, Rivers. And they're down on the river as well. I think they're just further. They're closer to civil court or way, whatever we call that
just
down there.
Just pull them up on GIS.
Yeah.
Kevin?
And they no, were
they're from 2019 yeah. so I just yeah. I think it's a moot point
yeah
because
yeah,
the FEMA and the NEMA yeah. the disaster declaration was all last year, and then we don't have one for this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, if they would have done it last year, that would have been different.
Okay.
Good.
We would have actually calculated it out and took a look at them and saw what, you know, like we fixed Betty Cooper, I think, last year because of her foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We don't really even need to take action to set value, just take action and say that they.
They don't meet the, their previous year.
Okay.
Yeah, 2019, not, and it says right in, I think it's like right in the beginning of the.
Yeah, and I questioned them when they filed it. I remember thinking, we didn't have a declared disaster this year. And the one guy said, well, it happened last year, but you couldn't get a contractor to look at anything. Remember all the flooding, and you couldn't get anybody. No one was available to even give him an estimate until this year because.
Of getting out there and assessing what they needed.
No, there was, you know, just like there's no engineer available to look at the bridges. They were so inundated with
it's
flood
everywhere.
That they couldn't get anybody to even look at it, and so he
so did
didn't
they
have an estimated damage till this year.
To do it.
Yeah.
So there's there was no extension related to that, though?
No.
No, Okay. It's, it just says, you know, the standard as of January 1, 12:01 a.m. Through, I want to say July 1.
Yeah.
Of the current assessment.
They missed the deadline. The deadline.
Oh, second.
Just one real second.
I'm getting hungry. We got to move on.
Okay.
What's a special?
Okay.
So yeah,
we shouldn't need to make a motion on that, should we?
But you said it's not valid filing or something.
Kim, do they need to take action and just state that?
I would.
It was noted that
make a motion that the form 425 is invalid as the damage occurred previous year. So that'll be my motion.
Seconded.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Joan, are these the originals, or do you have the original? Because it looks like Kevin has to sign.
I'll pull all those at some point. Yeah, I've got all the originals.
It looks, and actually
you
get
it. And then those Homestead people never applied. I mean, they I thought they were going to. I put them on, but we never got any.
Never got it. We talked to.
Never got the paperwork, so.
So they didn't show. And then they were going to come in and talk to us.
So we don't have to take any.
And we've talked to Teresa Kirby Smith on it, so she's even gotten involved. She's the Lincoln person that we work with on homesteads. And we told her, we gave her the medical form and all the forms, and so she was going to look into it too. And I don't think they've talked to anybody, last I heard.
Is this the one from 180th? 555 180th? Gaynor?
Gaynor, that's the name. Yep, I'm not sure where their home is, but yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's the name.
Yeah, they were on our list.
Because I think somebody was sick, and which would probably, you know, they could get a doctor's note, and we could fix it then, you know, or give them a.
Yeah.
But they have to come in and fill the form out and get the signature.
Yeah. Okay, item number 42.
And they had to be here to.
For us to, yeah.
So item E, they didn't do it, so there's nothing we can.
I don't know what to do with it. We're waiting. Maybe Teresa will get back in touch with us if she gets in touch with them. Sometimes she has better luck than we do. I don't know why they talk to somebody from Lincoln.
30 days to file from your denial. Did you send them a denial, right?
Yes. Christy put that out in the mail.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the end of new business. We'll move on to mail and our emergency business.
I don't have any.
Okay. So we'll move on to public comment. No public comment, so we will adjourn, and it is 12:30. All right.
And then I'll give these to Joan and you.